is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Hey!
Alright, people. Carlito here. May 14th. It's May 14th, Thursday. And we got one show left. This is the last show before I leave. Yay!
Oh my god. Really? Is this? Or is the next one yet?
This is it. No, I'm not going to do a show next Thursday, everybody. This is Madhouse Radio. I'm here with Tuck. Milkman will be joining us ASAP.
Damn.
Kokanee's here also.
Kokanee. Hey, Kokanee.
Cockanee. Cock.
They shoot. I made you look. You were slave to a
page
in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time.
So would have this have been the bachelor party show if you had one?
The bachelor party show, if we had one, or if we do have one, I doubt it now, but it will be next Saturday. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday the 23rd. Problem being, as I said already many times, can't find a place in Atlantic City that doesn't cost me an arm and a leg, so that ain't gonna happen. So I don't know what I'm gonna do. I think it's probably gonna be me and Andy and whoever else wants to show up in Philly bar hopping next Saturday. Maybe go to a strip club. That's about it. That's all I got, and that's just fine. Nothing wrong with that.
So you need to buy back all you need.
All I need is titties and beer. Well then, in the meantime, you can reach us here tonight. I'm Carlito, finally on the camera. Look at this. This will be the last time you see this goatee on me because I got to shave this off for the wedding. You won't see this live on camera anymore for a while. Might as well shave my dick off while I'm at it. Holy crap, watching the game here. Houston is up 21-5. 21-5, Houston Rockets over the Lakers. With 3:42 left in the first. 3:41 left. 3:40. 3:38. Magic pushing it to a game 7 tonight. I'm very excited about that. I thought I had just about lost all hope up into the third quarter. But Atlanta Magic pulling off a win here in town, here at home, and forcing a game 7 in Boston, home of the most annoying asshole sports fans in the world, right after your New York Knicks. So, I'm losing my voice over here. That would suck if I got sick for the wedding, man. So, yeah, my wedding's on May 30th, and I'm looking forward to that. And why not? Why shouldn't I be? Why wouldn't I not be excited about being with one woman for the rest of my life?
I have no idea why you wouldn't be.
Forever and ever.
Right. Exactly.
Yes. Yes. I am very happy. I'm very happy I'm being defanged.
Good on ya.
Thank you.
Thumbs up there, Carlito.
Tuck, when are you going to get married? What's going on? I know your family is very upset that you're not married. You're the heir.
Shut up.
You're MTV's Tuck. How can you not get married? I wanted to share with you folks before we continue with the show. Right before we started the show here, Athena and I were online doing our Catholic marriage counseling. That's right, the Catholic Church has marriage counseling online now, which is...
Oh, God!
You want to know what it was? Listen to this. Because I told Mom, all right, fine, we'll get a marriage certificate in the Catholic Church. All right, fine, we'll do it. We got a family member who's a priest, so he's going to be also serving at the wedding, and he said he'd take care of it.
Is it Greek Orthodox, or is it just everything? Oh.
It's a Greek Orthodox wedding, but he's also going to be officiating also. It's going to be a split ceremony, and we're also going to get a marriage certificate in the Catholic Church. So I want you guys to hear this. Now, apparently it's gone down to the marriage counselor for the Catholic Church is just a 178 questionnaire that we had to go through. And it was almost like if you were applying for a job at Kmart, and, you know, they ask you those, truth questions, like, you know, would you steal this? Or if you knew someone who was poor, was stealing from work, would you rat them out? So I want to share some of these questions with you, man, because some of them are really creepy. Here's one, and I copy pasted these. I'm not kidding you. This is from the Diocese of Orlando Catholic Church website. The we had to get a login and everything, and do our little questionnaire. The first one of them here. I am nearly always relaxed about my future spouse. True question. Another one was true or false. I want a strong sexual relationship in my marriage. There were some really weird ones here. There was one about I am uncomfortable with the amount of my future spouse drinks. My family has positive attitudes towards sex. There was one really weird one.
Well, that's the Catholic for you.
I am concerned that my future spouse's attitudes towards working mothers will cause problems between us. I'm not kidding. There was one here. Yeah, pregnancy is part of our lives at this time. That was another one. I am uncomfortable about some sexual activities my marriage partner may ask of me. That was literally a question on there. I think my future spouse spends too much time watching television, true or false. I worry about my future spouse's interest in gambling. All the good ones I copy-pasted. There was one here that asked if you're embarrassed about being naked.
Thumbs up, Carlito.
Here's the best one, and I swear to God.
Keeping it positive, thumbs up.
You would think that I made this up. This is a total Carlito prank call thing, but I swear to God, this is on the questionnaire. I think I will feel uncomfortable being nude in front of my marriage partner. I kid you not, that was a legitimate question. And there are many. Can you believe me? What would they need to know that?
Send them to a call, please.
I'm embarrassed to be. Well, to be honest with you, most of these things, I would be in real trouble if Athena had to really answer. I know drinking or using drugs causes my future spouse to act inappropriately. Here's another one. I am concerned that homosexual feelings or behaviors could have a negative effect on our marital relationship. There's another one. Yeah, that's a Catholic. Yeah, I know. Crazy, right? Can you believe that? Fucking nuts, Catholic Church. Fucking joke. Keep smoking weed over there, Tuck. You're gonna do great.
Thumbs up, Carlito.
John Rico says got oral, vaginal, and anal last night, and a little ass to mouth too. All right, good on you, girl or sir, whoever that is, whichever the two that is. Ass to mouth. What movie was that where they kept chanting at the end of it, ass to ass? There was a movie like that, wasn't there? Requiem for a Dream.
Nah, I don't recall it.
Requiem for a Dream, come on.
No.
Yeah, you never seen Requiem for a Dream? That's a good movie. You gotta check that out, man. What's wrong with you?
I have, but I don't recall that at all.
Nah, there's a whole thing. Nina says, Tina is a damn lesbian who doesn't clean the house properly. Indeed, thank you. You figured it out. Good work, man. All right, yeah, so we're going to get to prank calls here as soon as we have some numbers. I want to let everybody know who was able to... Tuck, did you get my ant alert? We had an ant warning here over the weekend. It was quite scary, but we took care of it. We nipped it in the bud. I killed two ants, and I left them on the bathroom floor.
What exactly? What? I saw that...
I did. Dude, it was like 2 o'clock
in the... I have real ants. I have, like, fire ants all over this farm here, dude.
Oh, no.
I see giant army ants hails all over this farm. It's kind of concerning me.
I know. Excuse me. No, man. These are really big bull ants, the biting kind. And they were like... I was in the closet... organizing my clothes for my honeymoon, I was like, all right, I gotta pack this. Like, I was trying to find my suits, because I'm going to be on a cruise. So I was like, I need to have this suit, and I'm trying the suit on. It's too big on me now because I lost weight, so I don't know what I'm going to do. And I saw two ants in the closet. I'm like, huh, that's not good. That's always a bad sign. There's a scout out there. Went to the bathroom to take a shit. Another ant crawling on the floor. Went to the kitchen. Another ant on the counter. I'm like, uh-oh. They're scouting out the condo.
Oh boy.
I was like, oh crap! So I made sure that all sources of sugar were gone. Made sure there were no sources of sugar. And I'm diabetic, so we only have a small amount of sugar here in case company comes over. Want some coffee? Then we have a small stash of contraband sugar here. Other than that, this is a sugar-free home, and it should be because I'm diabetic. Speaking of which, I didn't take my pills. Take those here before I forget. And no wonder it's so dark here right now. Like I forgot the floodlight in the background. When I get a chance, I gotta get up and turn on the light. So yeah, so if you guys have any suggestions over my wedding to be, or my honeymoon upcoming, that's going to be at the end of the month here. I'm going to be leaving at this time tomorrow. I will have begun my trip in my car machine up to the Pennsylvania state of Pennsylvania, the Keystone State as it's known.
Oh boy, woo! Amish country, thumbs up!
I know, yeah, we're getting married in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, which is like the heart of Amish country. Good to know. Got a lot of numbers here for Lonesome Loser. We're gonna have to get to those.
Interesting place to put it.
Alright, we got Spartan Farms in Elgin, Texas. Also have Chunky Burgers, Vinny's Pizza, the Poor Man Bar, Fat Stoogie, and the Pope Ranch in Cokeville, Wyoming. Jeff from the SomaCow people, they will be on tomorrow night starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be sure to check them out over at SomaCow.net or SomaCow.com. I believe either one takes you to their show machine. Be sure to check them out. Of course, also Zolar Vision, Zolar Party Nation tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over at SyndicateRadio.television. SyndicateRadio.tv. Wanted to give you a warning. I read a few articles over the week about the .tv domain extension. Apparently, there's a threat that the .tv domain extensions are going to be gone because of the simple fact that the island of Tuvalu, which is where the .tv extension comes from,
they're taking it back.
Well, no, they're sinking. Apparently, the island is sinking. The island of Tuvalu, they got the .tv extension. They're sinking, and their domain name servers are in danger of disappearing.
What does it matter now?
I don't know. What's going to happen to Syndicate Radio? I'm going to have to become SyndicateRadioTV.com or something.
They sold it off. It shouldn't matter.
They did sell it off? No, I think in this case, they actually have their name server. They'll probably sell it off to, you know, another country. Probably move them over. But there's been, you know, a lot of talk about that, how that might happen soon. Be interesting to see what happens with that. Hopefully that the SyndicateRadio.tv doesn't have to change. We got a number here from Mr. Widget. A number for us. Yeah, he says. Giant
that
eagle.
Sounds like a bullshit, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it sounds like they're trying to make the extensions rare so they go up in value. They're trying to artificially boost up the price of a .tv extension. Bullshit. I don't know. I think .com is where it's at. We got a .com, madhouselive.com. You got to have a .com. Wherever you're at, get a .com, man. There should be a syndicate. Wasn't there syndicateradio.com? Didn't we have that?
My God.
Didn't we have that and some dude? Wasn't there some dude back in the day? Like, took it out. Remind me of that syndicate, people. I remember there used to be a syndicateradio.com, and it's, like, gone or something. Anyway, learn how to work KID. Double D says the .tv TLN DNS servers are not in Tuvalu anyways. All right, cool. Well, good enough. I didn't think they were. I thought it was bullshit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's still that off a long time ago. Whatever you're talking about, red, it sounds like a blah blah bullshit.
Yeah, because I know .cc was big for a while, and that was the Cocos Islands, I think, had .cc, and they sold that off to Clear Channel, and then Clear Channel started selling like .cc domains all the time. It was their big thing. Smart guys. That went nowhere.
That's terrible.
Hey, asshole, how you doing? Milkman, what's up, bro? You got echo. Let me fix that there. There we go. No more echo. Milkman, congratulations on the new job. You're going to start that Monday, huh?
All right.
New job for Milkman starting Monday. Awesome, bro.
Yes, sir. I'm about ready to disappear, man. I'll be leaving SoCal and turn to the local man.
Congratulations. And unfortunately, because of that, now you can't show up to the wedding because you couldn't take the time off. Because literally, you'd be starting your job on Monday and leaving, you know, taking off for the wedding on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a big loss, man. We're not too happy about
it. They're not going to buy it. As much as I've tried.
Yeah, I know, man. I know you're
very upset about that, dude. Yeah, well, I'll make it up to you, though.
Oh, don't worry about it. The way things are now, dude, if you find a job, dude, just do what it takes to keep the job. I don't care. If you can't show up to the wedding, we'll have you show up to the... Maybe you can show up for the honeymoon. We'll have you helicopter into the cruise ship. Drop down. Just drop you down.
Man, that sounds cool, dude.
All right.
That's right. And I'll be giving you an official tour guide, your official sanctioned tour guide, right there on St. Croix, my brother.
Awesome. Well, Milkman's warming things up here in the prank call machine. Milkman, you let me know once that's ready. In the meantime, we're going to do a quick news story here. Speaking of the wedding and Amish people, Amish countries, we talked about. Milkman, you have Amish in your blood, I understand. This is a
good one.
This is an interesting story here regarding the Amish. Apparently,
Batman has everything in his blood.
That's right.
No kidding. He's got Prego.
Thank you, Mr. Tuck, my brother Tug. Show us your titties.
All right. Yeah. And Randy Dan is clarifying here that the .tv TLD. I guess that's what they're called, not extensions. It's TLD. I forgot. I know this. I took the classes. It comes in one ear and goes out the other. Too much THC. Is not disappearing. It's just GoDaddy saying you should not buy the domain because the island is sinking. Apparently it's bullshit. It's just GoDaddy trying to push the .com domain on you because it costs you, I think it's $9.99. I think .tvs are only like $1.99. It's bullshit. All right. Well, so anyway, Milkman, check this out. Tell me what you think about this. Did you read this article?
I called that, didn't I? Look how smart I am. Look how clever I am.
Yeah. There you go. Kokanee sent this to me. Tuck, he's been sending you the mail article, too. Did you see the one about the Amish kid that got arrested for drunk driving? The buggy?
Dude, that's so cool, man. 17-year-old, 22-year-old, man.
Yeah.
Fill us in on that one, man. That's awesome, man.
All right, so
I didn't get a chance to really read all of them. Sorry, Cuckadee.
No problem. All right, so we got there a 22-year-old Amish kid or Amish guy bought beer for a 17-year-old Amish kid. The two of them were traveling in an Amish buggy late Monday night and got pulled over and arrested by a police officer for possession of alcohol, underage possession of alcohol, because they were drinking Bush. Of all the beers to be drinking, Bush beer. I guess those Amish really don't know what's going on. So are the Amish allowed to get drunk? Isn't that one of the things they can't do? They can't use electricity or cars, but they can drink beer.
Not really.
Here's the thing with the Amish kids, the young youth especially. There's like a year where they can take off and go out in the actual real world, and it's sort of like they see how it really is, and do they get to choose if they want to stay in the real world or come back?
It's like called Rosh Hashanah or something. Isn't it got a name like that, Rosh Hashanah? But that's Jewish. But it's got a name to it. I know what you're talking about. They get a chance to leave the nest. They get to do drugs. They get to have sex. They get to, do coke. They have sex without condoms. And then if they like it, then they can stay, but they get, like, excommunicated.
It's not really a sanctioned thing, you know.
No, it's not. Well, it should be. Fuck, I think all
it's
guys...
Some people go ahead and do that, man.
Yeah. You know? But I guess if they choose, they're allowed to choose to stay out in the real world and not come back to Amish country. But if they do, they can never, like, ever talk... Their parents will never talk to them again. They'll be like, they're un-Amished.
Right, yeah. Exactly. They're excommunicated,
exactly.
Basically.
Yeah, it's
they're
called...
Unowned.
Is it called, it's Rumspringa, isn't it something like that, Rumspringa or something? It's got a name to it. I think that's what it is. I don't know, my mother-in-law-to-be was telling me about it once.
Pretty good.
Yeah, well. So apparently they couldn't charge the kid with DWI because it's not illegal to be intoxicating driving a horse-driven buggy because it's not a motorized vehicle. I don't know about that, because I know there was a story once here in Orlando. There was a guy who was drunk off his ass riding a bike down the street, down Orange Avenue here in downtown Orlando. He got pulled over and arrested for DWI because he was drunk on a bicycle. I guess horses don't matter.
He wasn't Amish either.
But he wasn't Amish, right. Are Amish American citizens? Do they have, like, dual citizenship? Are they like Indians where they live on reservations? Are they allowed to vote? I don't think Amish should be allowed to vote.
No, they're actually an American citizen, but they don't pay taxes. They don't pay taxes.
What? Bastards. Cancers on society, all of them.
They're like a religious group.
They're like Puerto Ricans in Puerto Rico. They don't pay taxes.
Watch the movie For Richer or For Poor.
Uh-huh.
It's hilarious, man. It talks about those crazy Amish people. It's one of my favorite movies.
And there was that TV show with the fat guy, Wilford Brimley, with diabetes.
English.
Remember that? This Old House or My Old Prairie or something like that? That was another one. Amish people. There was a big sex scene in that one. All right.
Oh, that's right, man.
All right, cool. All right, so homeboys, pay attention. Gather around.
You got 11 fuzzy beards, man.
First prank call of the night's coming right up. We're going to call Spartan Farms. Spartan Farms. Thank you. One moment.
Oh, freaking loud.
Hello?
Hey there. What's going on? Is this that Spartan Farms?
It is.
Hey, do you guys have any suggestions as far as hay is concerned?
No, sorry.
Okay.
I'm looking for it myself.
What kind of services do you provide? Grains, or what about animal or cow feed?
Who are you?
I'm Valente. I'm thinking about starting a farm. I wanted to make milking cows, moo cows.
I'm sorry if that will help you at all. I'm a retirement home for horses.
Okay, well, that's good, because I used to breed championship horses in Ocala, Florida.
It's too late for me to talk to anybody.
Do you have any expertise in milking horses?
Goodbye.
Have you ever milked a horse? I know she has. Nasty little vixen to her.
Deenda.
Deenda. Okay. Good point, milkman. Thank you. But we're just throwing out Deenda. All right, there we go. Nice week call to start the show off. Always a pleasure. Chunky's Burgers.
You could be the next caller on the show.
Chunky's.
Hey, Chunky's, what's going on? It's too late to make what's that? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, my God, my mind just went blank. Is it too late to make an order for a burger?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry it is. It closed at 9.
Oh, please.
I'm sorry.
Do you have any fries left over?
No, all the cook's already gone. We're just cleaning up.
What do you guys got on the floor?
We got nothing.
Nothing? You don't throw away any food?
No. Today we had like a mad biker party, so it was pretty. They cleaned us out pretty much.
Oh man, you got any buns, like bread?
Any what?
Any bread that you're throwing out?
No.
Nothing at all? There's got to be something you can give me. Come on.
There isn't.
I've been
You're more than welcome to come tomorrow at 11.
For free food?
No.
I'm going to write your... What's your name?
Sherry.
All right, Sherry. I'm writing it down. Hang on. Sherry said I could have free hamburger buns tomorrow. No, really. Come on. Look, I'm just hungry. I've been sleeping in my car for 3 weeks. Do you have anything you can spare?
Are you kidding?
No, I've been sleeping in my car for 3 weeks, and they just kicked me out of the stupid Walmart parking lot again.
Hello?
Yeah, I got kicked out of the Walmart parking lot. I was wondering if you had any food there you might be willing to spare. I've been sleeping in my car for 3 weeks.
We have the scraps that we give to the cats.
That's good. Well, is it like gristle, or what do you have exactly?
Is it what?
Is it gristle, or what is it?
Yeah, it's like grease and like lard and...
Well, don't be nasty, lady. I'm not kidding. I've been sleeping in my car and I'm just calling around to see if you had any food left. Anything you might be giving up. I don't know if you guys... I heard you guys give food to the pastor sometimes. I don't know if you could give me, is there anything?
The pastor? No, I don't know about that.
The pastor said you guys may give him leftover food sometimes before it goes bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know.
Do you have a garden hose outside I could use to take a shower with?
That I wouldn't know.
Can you ask?
Do we have a garden hose outside so this person can take a bath? I can leave a cup of water for you outside.
No, I just need like a hose. It doesn't have an attachment, but just water, just a garden hose. Can I use, you have a spout outside maybe I can just fill up my water with, my gallons?
I can leave a cup of water for you outside.
I'm not asking for a cup. What I want to know is if you have like a water faucet outside that I could use.
I don't know. I don't know. If we do, I don't know where it's at.
Well, who knows?
The person that would know is not here.
Nobody there knows? You can't go outside and look to see if there's a water thing?
I'm sorry. We're closing up right now and...
But ask somebody. Ask around.
Just, and I have to mop, and I really don't have time for this.
Okay, wait a minute. What are you mopping with? A bucket?
Yeah.
Can I drink that water when you're done?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will you leave it outside for me?
Sure.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What else could you do for me? What else are you going to do for me?
What?
What else are you going to do for me?
That's about it.
Do you like massages? Will you let me give you...
No, I'm going to let you go.
I want to give you a massage.
Because you're, like, totally freaking me out.
Okay,
I got to go. I got to mop.
I'm going to give you a massage on your ass.
Oh, my God.
You're getting hot. You're getting hot. You know you want it. Yeah, dirty.
Girl wants a massage. Nice try.
She's all hot now, man.
She's thinking about it.
Hey, Chunky's laughing it off. That's not cool.
She's not laughing it off. Milk, talk. She's interested. Come on, man. That's the thing. That's why you're never going to get married like me. You're never going to be married man like Carlito Regalis over here because you don't know how to read women like I do.
You're right. I'm a loser. I'm a total failure.
You got to learn how to read a woman. You know, when a girl says no, it doesn't always mean no. regardless of what you said, that's just some Catholic propaganda. Like, don't have abortions and use condoms. That's just, it's not, it's all taboo. Nothing wrong with not having a, nothing wrong with offering a girl a nice ass massage.
Absolutely, man. A real man knows how to take care of that girl.
I need a massage on my ass. Isn't it? Let's go back to the jerky boys, as I always do.
There's a spot right there above that ass, too, man.
Hi, this is the Anson Trust.
Howdy, ma'am. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'd like to get a massage.
You want to get a massage as
It don't matter to me who does it, woman.
Well, she's the only one, sir. Are you a client of hers?
Well, I haven't been, but I'm looking to be now.
Okay. What kind of massage are you looking for?
Well, me specifically, I'm trying to get just a massage on my ass because I drive the tractor trailer. And I'm on my ass all day. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, sir, they do, she has several different kinds of massages here, but this...
What is it there, that damn there, Shiatsu or that Yahtzee massage, what type are they doing over there?
Okay, Rosen therapy.
God damn it, woman, I tell you what, you listening to me?
Care?
Yes, I seem to have been disconnected. Is this the young woman I spoke to?
No, it's not. What can I do?
Yes, I'm trying to get a massage.
All right, have you been in before?
No, ma'am, I haven't, but she said there's some fella there.
Sir, you're yelling at me. What was...
Well, that's just the way I speak, ma'am. I'm a little tinny-eared.
Okay, what type of appointment did you want?
I specifically want my ass done because my ass is it's a mess. You understand me?
Yeah, I do, but I don't know that she'll do that.
Well, I only want one part done, and that's just my ass. I mean, my ass looks like ricotta cheese in a plastic bag, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah, I don't...
All I'm saying is I'm a big boy, and my rear end kind of looks like a pillow that's been stepped on by a football team with cleats.
Sir, you don't have to tell me again.
I'm just looking to get me a little rub down to get some of them little bubbles out, that cellulite bubble stuff. So I can ride my truck and not feel so damn self-conscious. But, damn, woman, are you listening to me?
Quit yelling at me.
But you're not listening to me, woman. I'm a good man.
I am listening to you. If you were listening to me,
You know, you ever see some of them cattle there? My ass look like a cattle rustler. That other young lady told me f***ing the best in the county. She could do a side of beef that would make it more tender than a damn wet pillow.
Sir, I'm going to hang up on you. You can call somebody else.
Yeah, that's a classic from 1990-something shit. That's the Jerk Me Boys with Bad Massage. I want to play this one here also. This was recently Milkman.
Oh, hell, that sounds like rec mood. That's what it is.
I don't know if you guys... I know the Syndicate Radio people probably heard this one. Sal and Richard from the Stern Show have been pranking Tradio a lot. I don't know if Tucker heard this one either, but they had one this week that they played, I think, on Tuesday. Where they called it, they called the religious Tradio place. Tradio. It's like trade radio, like swap meet radio, you know, where people call in and say, I'm selling this, I'm selling that. They called this religion.
Oh, yeah.
They sent emails to a religious radio station and with like birthday announcements and stuff for sale. And it was really funny. I'm 90% sure this is it. So let's listen to this. This is from the 12th. I'm pretty sure this is it. This came from the arm. It should load in any second now. Tuesday.
Let me talk to you about this Tradio call. The boys were at it again.
I'm going to shut up.
Sal and Richard, this is pretty amazing. Sal and Richard, this is a religious station that has a Tradio. Evidently, Tradio is something that's just all over the world. You know what I mean?
I didn't realize it was so big.
So it's like a Christian radio swap and shop type kind of thing. And the boys, I guess, called in all morning leaving like messages and... They got like a million fake items and crank names on there. Listen to this. And I guess the hosts of the show are completely clueless because they read everything.
Oh, that's great.
By the way, the show's theme is the Andy of Mayberry theme.
Yeah, look at how they jazzed it up.
And quite frankly, you start hearing the Andy of Mayberry theme, I don't know. I guess in the South, if I'm black, I'm running the hell out of the room. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like,
that's definitely not.
They may want to trade me.
Yeah, right.
That's not.
Do you hear that? Like, go.
I obviously got off the road at the wrong exit.
That and Charlie Parker on the sax. That's a square.
I mean, Andy and Mayberry. You know, we used to be like this wholesome show we'd watch as kids, but now it's kind of
weird.
Yeah,
but notice there were no black people in it. Yeah.
He's my kind of nigger.
All right, here we go. Let's start again.
And a good Friday afternoon to you.
Yes.
To you?
Wet Friday.
Yeah, it's wet, and I don't know if we really expected this much rain, but a lot of birthdays on the birthday list today. Our hats off to Curly Pubes from his brother Jeff is turning 50 today.
And also Eaton Beaver, who is 55 years old today.
All right, and we're going to go to Swap Shop items now.
Here is for sale a Jack Off brand used tire jack, $35. Ask for Mike Roch at 3491. Here is for sale several shrimp sauce saucers with six sections of sweet and sour summer sauce. Stop by 776 South 2nd Street. Call Skip at 8765.
Here is one Fay Gala chocolate making kit. Includes four molds and two fudge packers. It's portable, so you can pack fudge indoors and outdoors with all your friends. Designed by Chef Mike Morales. Call after 5 p.m. Ask for Reverend Fred Norris at 587. And that concludes Swap Shop items.
Go on.
All right, there you go. That was pretty funny. I really liked the fudge packer one. That was pretty funny. Two fudge packers. Portable so you can pack fudge. When I first heard that, I was drinking my coffee in my car on the way to work. You know, it was like 7:30 in the morning, and
they found new victims. That's good.
The first thing I hear is like, you know, curly pubes, and I just like spit my coffee in my on my steering wheel. I was like, oh my god, crazy. That was good. All right. This guy does a YouTube channel. What's it called? MasterTube Theater. That's the user's name. Excuse me. He puts all the bits and all the pranks from the Stern Show up there. So I always watch them. I had a feeling that would be up there just on a chance. I went there right now, and sure enough, Salem Pritchard pranking religious show. So that was up there. So yeah, be sure to check him out. MasterTube Theater's channel on YouTube.com. I heard Google. I don't know. Did you guys hear about Google today? Google services went haywire. Apparently, there was some kind of routing issue between AT&T.net and Google. And all over the world, some people couldn't even pull up Google search. YouTube went down. Google Mail went down. Google Apps went down. Quite the crisis.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I hadn't noticed anything like that whatsoever.
Yeah, because I know we got a few calls at my job.
I'm having trouble getting my Google Mail.
We got people calling my job today, like, I can't get to Google. I can get to any site, but I can't get to Google. What are you guys doing? What's the problem with Google?
I have my Gmail up all day long. Nothing.
Nothing
out of the ordinary happened.
It didn't affect everybody, I guess. It just depends on what routing your internet took. I don't know. But a lot of people were were Google-less today. But it's back up. It did go down. It was a little down early. It was down a little earlier.
Sorry,
today,
everybody. That was Google-less.
Googles. Sorry. No Googles for you, bitches. All right.
Thumbs up, everybody.
And we got email here, if you didn't know.
I love my Google, man.
You love your Google. Touch your Google. Mary used to say that all the time to me. Hey, Carly, it'll touch your Google. I forgot to set the, the toll-free line is now open. Again, that's 888-278-8509. 888-278-8509. Be sure you put a 1 in front of that, stupid. Then get through to me. Wish me well wishes for my birthday. Well, my birthday. It'll be my birthday by the time I get back. I'm going to be gone for 3.5 weeks.
That wasn't very nice, people.
No, it wasn't. I'm trying to think. I don't even know when I'm going to be back. Let's take a look here at the calendar. Let's see. I'm leaving next Thursday, so no show next Thursday, the 21st. The 28th, that's my rehearsal dinner. Milkman, man, this sucks that you can't show up, man. I really was looking forward to, you know, seeing you in person. I know we talked a lot, and I know what you look like.
I am so freaking bummed, man.
Yeah, man. That sucks. I think I'm going to do the next show after tonight. To be honest, it's not going to be until June 18th, Thursday, June 18th. So that's a month away. Yeah, June 18th, Thursday. That'll be two days before.
No bachelor party show, right?
No bachelor. Well, I mean, unless
that's
it's
a good hiatus and.
It'll be a well-deserved break, I suppose.
For everyone to sort of get our heads, you know, refreshed and rejuvenated, and when we come back...
Stronger than ever, we'll have
something new for the masses to... Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, 2 or 3 weeks later, it'll be the 4-year anniversary show. Holy crap, man. That's coming right upon us. By the time we get back, we'll be gearing up for that. We'll have our whole extravaganza.
We're starting into year 5, man.
Yeah, year 5 of the Madhouse Radio Show. Not bad, huh? Yeah. Speaking of which, let's get to some pranks, or we're not going to have anything to play for that anniversary show. Oh, shit. Lego was going to try to get us, try to help us up getting booking. For that Atlantic City thing, but that's not going to work out. But so I'm thinking Philly. Maybe Lonesome Loser can show up. I was talking to him yesterday. He was going to think about suggesting maybe a few places I could go to.
The cool man.
All right, let's take a look at this. Right.
Hello. This is operator 80178
for
the IP relay call.
Do you know how to use relay, sir? Could you explain it to me, please?
You are receiving a call from a person.
You know, I usually frown upon the IP relay calls, but I guess I'll entertain that for this time.
And I will voice the conversation to you. When you hear me say, go ahead, speak on by speaking slowly and speaking directly to the caller.
What's in the background?
I will have everything I hear.
Okay, I hear some noise. I hear some noise in the background.
God.
Go ahead.
What is this bullshit?
Okay, when you hear me say, go ahead, sir, please respond by speaking slowly and speaking as you're speaking directly to the caller.
Go ahead.
I will type everything I hear on your end of the line. When you are finished speaking and
you
ready for response,
so
please
time.
Say, go ahead. Ask, well, are you
go
ready
ahead.
To begin, sir?
Well, go ahead, yeah, go ahead.
Could you please repeat your greeting for the caller after hello?
Go ahead.
Thank you. Please hold for the caller to begin.
Go ahead.
Be funny.
Damn, somebody needs to turn that vibrator up a little bit louder here, honey.
Excuse me, ma'am. Operator.
We are waiting for a response from the caller.
Okay, can you hold the line, please? Go ahead.
Ryan, terminate the call, please.
Ryan, terminate the call, please.
Advise the caller he's going to have to hold.
The caller is stuck. What?
What?
Could you please repeat your message after? Can you hold the line, please?
That is all. Go ahead.
Relay calls, for God's sake. Let's see if they hang on for a prank call. All right, we're going to call...
Don't use that shit again.
Vinny's Pizza. Vinny's Pizza, everybody. We're going to call Vinny's Pizza this moment. Yeah, relay calls really suck. It's boring.
They just take a lot of time.
I mean, mine won't clear. Yeah, let me call in. Let's ruin the show. You know who used to do that blackout? You used to do that all the time. Blackout was like, I'm going to do relay calls. So you just sit here for like 50 minutes and have a boring conversation. Anyway, we're calling Vinny's Pizza, everybody. Stand by.
If you don't have the courage to speak, then don't even bother to call in.
Just call in. Don't be a homo, man. Be a KDK. Just call in.
You really.
Right.
Hey.
Yeah.
Wish we had international credits tonight. It'd be fun. Some international calls. Oh, well.
This pizza.
Hi, is this the pizza place?
Yes.
Is this some kind of front?
I'm sorry?
Can I speak to the head guy in charge, please?
He's probably in right now.
Who's calling the shots right now? Because there's a problem with this pizza. You know, chip the tooth, and I'm not having this. This is not going to happen. This is not. What kind of way what kind of way of doing business is this? And I spoke with someone else there earlier, and he gave me a lot of guff.
Okay, I'm sorry. What's the problem?
Who's the guy with the accent over there?
With the accent?
Yeah, it was some guy with an accent over there. It was just really quick to get me off the phone. I don't appreciate that.
Are you sure you have the right number, sir?
Yeah, it's Vinny's. Vinny's Pizza. Yeah, that's right. I don't know who you are.
Oh, okay. And you said you called today and someone gave you an attitude?
Some guy with an accent was giving me attitude because of the mistake he made. I think he put something into pizza on purpose.
Okay, I'm sorry. What did you order?
A pizza.
Jumbo pepperoni?
No, it was pepperoni with cheese.
Okay, what size?
It was like large, extra large, jumbo, what do you call it, jumbo?
Yes, a jumbo. Okay, what time, when did you order this pizza?
It was sometime in the afternoon. It was for the kids at school.
Okay, so it was before 5 o'clock?
I was just putting me, who's the guy with the accent there? Just put him on the phone. I'm going to have it out with him. I don't want to get you involved. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I say bad words,
sir?
Sometimes. You know the C word?
Sir, I'm sorry. There's nobody here that has an accent, so I'm asking you what time you called so that I could figure out who was working at the time that you called.
Sweetie. I called in the afternoon.
Afternoon, so 12 o'clock?
After 12, before 5.
Okay.
Who is the person with the accent who answers the
that's
phone?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
No, I'm trying to slow it down so you understand.
Go ahead.
I'm saying who's working.
Can you look at the schedule for me?
That's exactly what I'm doing right now.
I want all the names and maybe give me home phone numbers or something.
Sir, I can't give you out phone numbers.
Well, you need to tell. You got to give me something we'll work with here because I'm.
Sir, if you have a problem, how about you come down here?
How about I write you up? How about I write you up? What's your name?
One second.
How do you write that?
Time's up.
Time's up. Oh, boy. Running out of beer. That's not good.
Thank you for holding us, Arthur. How may I help you?
I'm looking for the man with the accent.
The man with the accent?
There was a man with an accent who answered this afternoon, and he was rude to me, and I'm writing him up.
There's no man with an accent working this afternoon. I had two female employees.
Well, who's the woman who was just talking to me who was going to find out on the schedule who answered the phone?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Who's the woman who was just talking to me who said she was looking on the schedule to find out?
Who's one of my other employees?
What's her name?
Her name is Susan.
Can you tell her I'm going to write her up?
You're going to write her up.
I'm going to write you up, too.
Okie dokie. Have a nice night.
What's your name?
Enjoy that.
What's your name, asshole?
Hey, dude.
You son of a bitch. What's your fucking name? You tell me your name
come
right now.
There. Come down here.
If I come down there, I'm going to pull all your leg hairs out, you stupid shit. What's your name? You son of a bitch.
This guy's on crack.
You laugh. You laugh because you're afraid. And you're intimidated.
I'm on crack.
You're intimidated.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
I intimidate you.
Come down here.
You're less of a man than I am, and I intimidate you. That's why you're laughing, because you're scared. It's a natural human response.
I am scared.
I'm used to it
you're
from...
You're such a big man.
I'm used to it from...
You can fucking people over the phone.
I'm used to women
come
like
down
you.
Here, piece of shit.
Laughing.
You're a fucking coward. Come down here.
You don't want me to go down there, sir, because
come
I will,
down here right now.
I will give you a black eye. I will give you a black eye, and I will make you
all
cry
right.
in front of women.
All right, come on. Dish it up, then.
You must like
you're
crying.
Talking.
Do you like
you're
to
talking.
Cry in
come
front
on
of
down.
Women? Does it remind... Yeah, see, he's the one that hung up. Homosexual.
Effeminate man. He's an effeminate. I'm calling back.
Hi.
I'm coming down, bitch.
Good girl. That's what I'm talking about.
Maybe it needs a vibrator.
Can you speak, sir?
Yeah, who was that man with the accent, a feminine accent, who was threatening me on the phone right now?
Excuse me?
There was a man with an effeminate accent who was just talking to me, who threatened
dude,
me.
Like, if you want to come down here, then come down here. If you want to play games,
oh,
go ahead and play games. You can call back as many times as you want. I'll report you to the authorities. I have your Florida phone number.
You're effeminate. You're an effeminate
dude,
man.
Come down here. You want to talk shit? You
no,
don't know
I don't.
Anything
I don't,
about me, homie.
I don't want to get the AIDS.
You don't know anything about me.
I don't want to get the AIDS virus from
here.
You. I would never risk getting AIDS from you, sir. Because I know what you people like to do. You do like to come on handsome Hispanic men like me, and you try to force sexual favors on us.
I'm sorry, I dropped the phone. I can't hear you.
Oh, you dropped the phone. Of course. course you drop the phone because you're afraid. You're intimidated. Like I said, you're intimidated.
Like Hispanic men, Mariana.
You're intimidated by people like me.
He was so excited.
Dude, just come down here and like.
No. I don't.
You're the one that wants to talk to me on the phone.
Oh, so what do you want to do when we meet in person? What is it you want? You want a
just
kiss? You want a
whatever,
hug?
Whatever your problem is, I'll solve your problem for you.
You know, that's threatening to
if
me, sir.
You have a problem, then come down here.
You know what? I'm going to call. You know, I'm going to speak to the authorities myself right now, and I already wrote
you
up.
Call the police. I hope you call the police.
I already wrote you up, sir.
Okay.
Okay. That's so how, what we're going to take this.
Have a nice evening, ma'am. Have a nice evening, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Ma'am.
Using my trick, what a fucker!
Huh? Oh boy, that was really hard.
He's
listening. What a tough guy.
He got me. All right, next. Poor man bar. Oh, I have your Florida number. I put it in my Arizona jeans. Now I'm enjoying a Cleveland steamer. Good point, Jeff. That's funny. Arizona jeans, man.
That's a good one.
Arizona jeans. That's bringing it back to the 90s right there. Arizona Jean Company at JCPenney.
Oh, my God. How about you?
Okay. Oh, man. Yeah, they call me man. What's that about? That's what I do. I call guys. I was
that episode where they got Seinfeld and they have Kramer on there, and he's wearing those Calvin Klein jeans to prove to everybody he's so skinny. And he walk around like Frankenstein.
Yeah, he could barely bend his knees. Yeah, he could barely bend his knees. They were so tight.
Sit down! And they push him, and his body straight like a plank of wood.
Yeah, that was a good show. You turned out to be a real prick, that Seinfeld guy, though, right?
I said sit down, damn it!
All right, guys. Come on. Look at Maven bringing up the Philly cheesesteak, dude. I'm told I'm going to have like five of those when I go out to Philly. When I go to Pennsylvania for the wedding, man. Oh, I'm going to have some.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Dude, you've got to email me one, man. You have to, man. That's
email
so
it.
Good.
I'm going to fax it up your ass. You ass. You should have been at the wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. I know it, man. Well, it's better than a turkey club sandwich.
I got tons of email. Now Crazy Fucker has stopped calling in the show, and now he's just emailing me, harassing stuff. Let's take a look at Crazy Fucker's email here. Yeah, let me try to pull it up here.
Oh, boy.
Ah, I guess that waterboarding straightened out.
I guess so, right? His trip to Guantanamo there didn't kick in yet. I'm pulling up the email now, see what he's talking about. What the fuck is... He said something about, like, yeah, you're not accepting calls. Oh, you know why? I'm blocking his number because he kept calling in the last time. That's why. Let me unblock him real quick. I got you. Don't worry, Crazy Fucker. I'm going to unblock you. I had to block you 2 weeks ago because you wouldn't stop calling. And it's good you call in once, twice, three times, but when you keep calling in...
We need to get him on a serious rant and then hook him up to somebody's number.
Call back
that guy with the Arizona jeans and let him just scream on the phone at
him. Arizona jeans boy, yeah, that's what we got to do.
Have it pre-dialed, man. Have it pre-dialed and ready to go.
But Milkman, I'm going to tell you something, man. I'm going
to type it out and cut and paste.
Milkman, I'm going to be on a cruise, right, for my honeymoon. You know how much food? I'm going to eat so much goddamn food. I don't care that I'm diabetic.
Right.
I'm going to eat regular cake. I'm not going to have any sugar-free ice cream. I'm not going to have any sugar-free shit. I'm going to eat all the cake and pie and ice creams that they've got. I'm going to drink regular Coke. I don't care. I'm going to drink regular soda. I'm going to drink coffee with regular sugar in it.
Awesome, dude.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah, man. All the best, dude.
Yeah.
Hell, you're going to lose weight so you can shave that ass hair off your face, man. So,
I was sitting here shaving in the middle of my call. I don't even start trimming the beard a little bit. I just figured I'd do it. Anyway, that's what that noise was. That's what it was, yeah.
The vibe on high, man.
That wasn't Athena over there.
Maybe it's getting me all hot there, man. She's teasing me.
I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about this, but Athena has instituted the celibacy before the wedding rule here for the last week now. And I'm not a happy camper. And I've been having some crazy dreams. I'm telling you what. She's due for a good dicking. Any day now, it's going
to
happen.
You're
going to break
now, brother.
any day, and I'm going to wake up at 3.
You call it, right? You know what pussy control is, don't you?
Pussy control.
You know what pussy control is,
yeah,
right?
That's what Prince talked about. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I'm telling you, I'm going to wake her up.
Know that song, Pussy Control?
Yeah, I know. Yes, I know the song.
You know
yes.
that song, Pussy Control, right?
Yes. Yes, by Prince.
You know Pussy Control, where it's at?
Where?
Yes,
where?
Yes.
Yes.
Plays at strip clubs every night.
Yeah, that's right, Tuck. That's what Tuck.
Where is Pussy Control goes. At? Where?
Where? I don't know. In the bed? Where? In Athena's pants? Where is it?
Okay. People think just because they listen to song it's between the girl's legs, but that's not true. Pussy Control is between the man's ears.
I don't get it. I don't do that. I don't eat that pork. I don't eat that stuff. What are you talking about? I don't eat that pork. Is that what you're talking about? Going down? Is that it? I don't do that shit. Forget yeah. No. I've had too many bad experiences.
Thing,
had too many bad experiences with women, and they're very rude when it comes to that. No, forget that. Going down on women. What are you talking about, milkman? Forget it. Fuck that. Go down on me.
Get out the old muff scratcher there, buddy.
Get out of here. Women don't like that anyway. That's what I hear.
You don't need that beard no more.
You're kidding. I'm really good at goofing oral. I'm the best. Uh-oh, never had a complaint about that, dude. I'm the best. I lick it.
Yeah. You may have to shave your teeth when it gets all over with, you know.
I'm probably going to have to after all this. Better not, man. What the hell? Why are you talking about my girl like that? What's wrong with you, jerk? No wonder we uninvited you from the wedding. No wonder Tuck got a wedding invite and you didn't. We're calling the Pope Ranch. Pope Ranch. Nothing like a busy signal to turn it into overdrive here on Madhouse Radio.
Hey, you got the song request for me tonight for the
you
break.
You hardly
okay?
hear a busy I'll signal you anymore.
You're a busy signal. What's that? What song do you want, Milkman's? What is it?
You copied it.
What? A couple
I
more.
Want you to play Maggot Brain for me. Kokanee was asking to hear that song.
Which one? You get a lot of packet loss over there. What's going on?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, Kokanee was asking to hear the song Maggot Brain.
Maggot Brain. Do I have that song? Oh, yes, that's right. Maggot Brain. Let me see if I have that queued
yes,
up here.
I'll
in
send
the...
it to you.
All I got is Maggots. I got Maggots by Dr. Lego. Yeah, you want to hear that?
Man.
Here we go. Maggots by Dr. Lego, everybody.
The worldly renowned sound
oh,
of
God,
maggots.
No. Oh, Jesus.
This is the worldly renowned sound of maggots.
I would play Pussy Control, but I'm 99% certain that Prince takes off all his... Anything on YouTube that has to do with Prince is, like, immediately taken out by his army of lawyers, so I'm never going to find it. Yeah, I can't even find it here. No Pussy Control, sorry. But in the meantime...
Pussy Control!
Yeah, sing it, Milkman. Everyone close your eyes, and it's just like Prince doing it. Gustav's German Pub and Grill coming right up, sirs. Enjoy.
Semen on your lips from the homie's dick. That's what she said.
Nobin, thank you for calling Gustav's and Clackamas. This is John. Can you hold, please?
Oh.
Oh, God.
What does Alf mean, anyway? I just said Alf to him and just put me on hold. Can you hold Alf?
Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Alf, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Good, good, good. What's your what kind of sausages you got there?
We have a beer sausage.
Oh, beer sausage. You marinate that?
Yeah, it's really good. It's like it's my favorite sausage here.
So, I'm sorry, say that again?
The beer sausage, it's one of my favorite sausages here.
Okay, all right. Is it a dark
we
sausage?
We have a bratwurst as well and a weisswurst.
So what do you prefer? You prefer the beer sausage?
Yeah.
Is it better to have a few beers before you take the sausage, right?
Well, people like to get that and the fondue together with the Optimator, so.
The Optimator?
The Optimator is one of our beers, so.
Oh, so you guys brew that beer right there?
No, we don't brew it here.
No. How long of a sausage is it? Is it cut into pieces or is it long?
Yeah, it's sliced. You can get it sliced.
Yeah. Would you consider yourself a top or a bottom when it comes to those?
Pardon me?
Would you consider yourself a top or a bottom when it comes to the sausage?
Top or a bottom? Not 100% sure what you're asking.
Can you ask around? Maybe someone there knows what I'm talking about. I'm a sausage connoisseur. You know.
You want me to get a manager for you real quick?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, just 1 second.
All right. I'm the bottom of this. I don't know where I'm going with this. I don't know where I'm going with the whole night tonight. I just want to go on vacation. Hollywood Vanya was explaining to me. He thinks I'm losing interest in the show. And sometimes I do feel like I am losing interest in the prank calls. Might become time just to do, you know, regular show or maybe nothing at all.
Dude, Dude, I've been with you for, what, 5 years?
Is this the manager?
Okay. I know Hollywood's been around for a while.
All right. Everyone be shut up. I was talking to someone there. Who's that young man that I was talking to?
He's one of my hosts, sir.
All right. Well, I know. He sounds like a polite gentleman, but I think he was making sexual comments to me on the line. Which I don't really...
And right next to him on the other phone, I didn't hear anything like that.
Well, you explain to me what he said exactly when it came to being a top or a bottom in sausages.
Excuse me?
And if you were standing right there, why would you allow him to say something like that? Is this normal to talk fresh on the phone there?
Sir, he did not say anything like that at all.
He said something...
I know this gentleman, he's very religious, and I was standing right next to him, and there was nothing out of his mouth that I heard that was...
No, say it. It was fresh. He was being fresh. He was being brash and fresh and crass.
I don't think so, sir. I didn't hear that.
Well, that's what I heard. I mean, I know what I heard, sir. And perhaps maybe you should, you know, think about your religiousness and think about the way that you conduct business there, because maybe this is a front.
I don't know what you want me to say, sir. I did not hear anything inappropriate coming out of this gentleman's mouth, nor has he ever. And I'm sorry, but... I'm standing right here next to him while he was talking on the phone. There was nothing unusual about his what he said.
How dare you let him stand there next to him and approve of the sexual...
Sir, I did not, and you don't have to continue on. I know he did not say anything wrong.
So what are you going to do? You're just going to let him get away with this? With this crime? With
no,
this
I'm saying that...
Blasphemy in the face of God?
And I believe you're incorrect, and the way you're approaching me, etc., tells me that... there's something going on here more than just what you're trying to do right now.
Well, I think you're
I'm
on.
Sorry, but I'm not going
to
do it.
You know that I'm on to your little game, sir, and I'm going to report you to the diocese as soon as possible, and I'm going to have you investigated by the Catholic diocese.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to end this phone call.
Your propagation homosexual relations. Jerk.
Call me a jerk. I'll call him right back. Call him a jerk myself.
Thank you for calling Gustavus and Clackamas. David, I may help you.
I mean to speak to manager, please.
This is one of them. This is David. I may help you.
Is this the manager who just really hung up on me after refusing to, you know, be a man?
Sir, I told you that we were going to end the discussion because you're getting way out in left field, and
you
I
know
don't
that
you're correct.
I'm confronting you with the truth and the facts, good sir.
Sir, I'm going to end this phone call one more time because it's just going to keep going round and round and round. I know it's not true, and that's that. Okay?
What is your sexual preference, sir? You're homosexual, aren't
sir,
you?
Sir, you have no right to ask me that. You're way offline.
You're gay.
I'm talking to you the way I'm talking to you. I am hanging this phone up. Do not call me again. Thank you very much. Good night.
Gay sausage.
Well, you heard him, guys. We can't call him back. I guess we're screwed now. He got us there.
He likes his sausage steeped in meat sauce.
All right. Is this your maggot brain?
You didn't play the beginning, though.
Get to it. I'm looking for more numbers here to do. I got to stretch my legs real quick. What time is it? 11:15? Psychic Chuck, what time are you going on? Damn it. Let me know.
Coconut was asking about maggot brains.
Well, this is the one.
And unfortunately, you don't get to hear the very first part of it here, but...
Ah, man. Sleeping.
You're like this, man. This is my bro, Eddie Hazel, right here.
I'm excited about the cruise, Milkman. You know why I'm excited about my cruise? Because there's a 24-hour Johnny Rockets on the ship. I'm going to eat the hell out of some burgers. I'm going to have... You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make a McMaster's right there. You know what I'm going to do? Here's what they do, dude.
Do a Twitter picture.
There's a $5 cover on the cruise ship to get into the Johnny Rockets. I'm gonna go in there. I'm gonna order five. You eat all you want. It's all you can eat Johnny Rockets. All the fries and burgers and shit you want. I'm literally gonna go in there. I'm gonna order five hamburgers. I'm gonna make it in one big stack and eat it. Why not? Because I can. Because I'm paying for. God, this cruise is costing so much money. We're getting a balcony. And I've never had sex on a balcony before, but I think this will be the time to do it. I'd ask Tuck about that, but he wouldn't know because he's never been married. Tuck has never been married.
If you had the night to spend out on St. Croix, I would tell you to go to Carambola and get that beautiful mahogany room, the top loft they have. It's all solid mahogany, the beams, the furniture, everything, all the wood. And they've got this killer-ass balcony out there to scream in, man. And you go out there, man, you take your honey out there in these real nice padded leather seats.
And you fuck.
Wait for the sun to start coming up, man, and you just get it timed just right. And you're like, yeah! down when the sun comes up.
Where's that at? Is that Carambola Beach where you told me not to go, where I wanted to go, and you said, no, man, you can't go to Carambola Beach, that's boring.
No, I said, if you're going to spend the night, you want to take her there. If you're not going to spend the night, there's nothing to do out there.
Well, man, for $80, they're offering us a trip out there. They're offering us a trip out there, two chairs and an umbrella on the beach, two meals, and, you know, all the luxuries of the resort, you know. And then a trip back to the cruise ship.
That room either.
I don't want the room. I got a room on the boat. I got a room on the boat with a balcony, man. Fuck that shit. I'm on a boat.
That's what I'm telling you about, dude. The room is sweet, man.
Fuck trees. I'm climbing buoys, motherfucker. You wish you were on a boat.
Swinging from a coconut tree.
Do a show on this. They'll work on it.
Swinging from the coconut tree.
Yeah. Man, I can't wait to get out of here.
Now just have a sword ring toss, man.
We're going to have a penis sword fight. I keep bringing up man, I'm just really excited about getting... You know, to be honest, I'm mostly excited about getting married. I'm really excited about it. I'm really happy. It's kind of cool because, you know, I've been with Athena as long as I've been doing the show.
Thumbs up!
You know, I met Athena only maybe a month or two before the show started. You know, so
dude.
You guys have been through this journey all with me. We've been through the hard times and the not so hard times. So it is quite exciting.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. But dude, I'm going to be nervous. I got to be honest with you guys. I'm going to be nervous as hell when that wedding day. I'm happy Andy's going to be there. He's my boy. I've known him since I was in high school. So. It'd be good to have him to foil off of. Hopefully we don't get into too much trouble.
Yeah. It was cool, man, listening to these old shows, too, man. I listened to the old shows and how much they've changed over the years, man.
Right, man.
That was really cool, man. We've had a lot of fun, man, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. It's been quite the ride. But anyway, continuing on, this wouldn't be a show without the prank calls, and we're going to call the Commander Motel. The Commander Motel in Pequot Lakes, Minnesota. We're going to be taking a break here pretty soon. After that break, hopefully people will call in. Again, the toll-free line is open, 888-278-8509. 888-278-8509 is the toll-free line. I got to get that. That's
relay call shit, either.
I already blocked the relay call, so they won't come through anymore. But I do need to unblock Crazy Fucker if I can figure out what number is his. Listen to the rest of this song that Milkman sent me. Well, I unblock Crazy Fucker so he can call in for a little bit. Hopefully not too long. He won't go too crazy, hopefully. And then we'll do some more prank calls. Just a moment. Thank you. Just want to let you guys, share with you guys an email here that came in from Crazy Fucker while we're waiting. You and your ugly bitch should honeymoon in Iraq and come back in a body sack. Take Milkman and Howard Stern and the commie monkey that replaced the retarded Nazi with you. Then USA will be better. That's email number one from Crazy Fucker. Thank you. By the way, whoever is running your call-in number phone is not letting live calls to your show. Is it the Gook Milkman? I tried 50 times to call your show last week. Yeah, because you were blocked. And then finally, the latest email. Read the
email. Waterboarding work for you Republicans.
Here's the last one. I love this one. Subject, your phone line is still blocked. The message, read the email I sent you, faggot. Thank you, Crazy Fucker, for making me laugh. He sent an email to ask me to read the email, and he calls me a faggot. Awesome. Thanks, Crazy Fucker. You know what to do. You know what I need. All right, we'll wait for him to call in. We'll set up the next prank call. Again, that's Commander. Send me back to Commander Mode 1.
Maggot Brain.
This is a good damn song. I can't believe this is totally not, like, funkadelic. I'm surprised they made a song like this. It's more rock.
This is funkadelic, dude.
Yeah, but
this is funkadelic. This is funkadelic.
This is not typical of them, though. You know, it's pretty good. More of a rock, Jimi Hendrix-ish kind of
thing. This is like the signature song, man. This is one of the greatest songs ever done. They're quoted by many famous guitar critics around the world.
It's goddamn good, man. I like it. I can't dial a phone right now. I've got to take a break. Screw this, man. I'm just
so says Jim Hendrix.
Yeah, yeah, no, no, it's good.
Dude,
it's good.
I know. I wanted to share something with you guys.
Here we go.
Check this out, man. I'd made a discovery. You know, you might already know about this, Armando, but I tried to tell you about this the other day, but was having trouble getting together, and you had time to communicate with me. You know, all the YouTube videos, right, are in Flash, right?
Yes.
And every time you right-click to copy them, you can't copy them, you know?
There's stuff out there you can copy with.
A while back, I found a cool website where if you... Well, a while back, I found this cool website. You type in the URL, and it would download it in Flash or whatever type of format you want.
Right.
Well, yes, the other day, I went and downloaded the new RealPlayer.
We got a caller.
And
right?
It adds a browser stub in... Huh?
We got a caller.
Anyway, yeah. It'll let you do it with the RealPlayer, record any Flash video on any site.
Oh, really?
Not, right protected. Most of them aren't.
I'm ashamed of you for downloading RealPlayer. What's wrong with you? That's so 90s of you.
You're on the air. Go ahead. Hello.
But it works.
Well, hello. Hello.
Flash. Well, thank you for holding. All right, cool. All right, so yeah, there's
you can play it in your latest Winamp. All your latest Winamp will play it. So I've got all the good YouTube videos now downloaded, dude, and it goes fast.
Yeah, there's a lot of different fucking Jesus
you can
Christ.
You get a good point too.
Yeah, but excuse me. Ooh, man.
With the browser stub, you do it straight from the browser.
Well, no, there's a few plugins out there, man, for there's a few plugins out there for Firefox
to work.
Not really.
Flash got.
Yeah, I think Flash got does. Yeah, let's see. Download the Flash.
I've tried that one and I never got any results about it. But the RealPlayer is a good one I've been using.
I'm calling crazy fucker on the phone here.
I didn't recognize your entry. To listen to your
press like a new RealPlayer
phone number you would like to dial.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody used RealPlayer anymore.
The latest one.
This is so crappy of a program.
This is a free call.
Free call to Crazy Fucker.
No. Our Crazy Fucker has the back line. He'll be sure to blow that up pretty soon. Well, Crazy Fucker, if you want us to call, you gotta
awesome,
pick
babe,
up the phone.
You go, yeah.
Houston 54, Lakers 45. I don't think the Lakers have had the lead at
Houston,
all
we
during
have
the
a
game.
Problem.
No kidding. Well, Lakers have a problem.
All right, well, Crazy Fucker, you got to answer the phone if you want to be on the show. We're going to take a break here real quick so I can get some more meat. Got some nice meat over there in the kitchen, in the meat room, as I like to call it. When we come back, we'll have more prank calls for you. Of course, this is the big send-off. We got the Gay 90s Bar in Mako, Arizona, coming up next. We also have the Mountain Gay Lounge. The Commander Motel, we didn't get to that earlier, have that here still. Screaming Squirrel Restaurant in Fraser Park, California. Dinky Diner, sounds Vietnamese. And the Midget Market, all rounding things out here. Rounding things out, yes, that's right. Twist of Fate, JKO, wishing me a good wedding. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Milkman, you stay around. Talk, you're going to be around too, I presume, still.
Possibly.
All right, I'm out of here. We'll be back in a few minutes. Back real. I'm black and I like to kill people and stab them in the nose. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
that's nice.
That's what he raps about. Listen to the words. He's black. He likes to kill people, white people.
Well, that's not nice of him. He needs to rap about things that are more positive.
Yeah, like stealing purses from old ladies. Nothing wrong with that. All right, let's get right back into it. The Gay 90s Bar is in...
I feel like I'm going to be money in those purses.
Yeah, they got checks. You can't cash them anywhere. Gay 90s Bar, Naco, Arizona. Hang on. Sidekick Chuck taking over at 12 a.m. Eastern. That's 9 p.m. your time. And the West Coast.
Hi.
Hey. Hi. Hey. Hey.
Hello?
Hey, crazy fucker.
Hey, man, it's good to talk to you, man.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. Thank you for your
well wishes. Did you get my email?
Yes, thank you for your well wishes for the honeymoon. I appreciate
it. Well, yeah, that was based upon your fucking philosophy of things. I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that.
Yeah, do you want me to book you a room in the Baghdad Hilton?
No, in the Guantanamo Bay Hilton would be much preferable.
You're going to Guantanamo Bay?
No. Well, we'll be close.
No, don't give out the secret locations there, or the paparazzi will pop up and
crazy
take a picture of you.
I heard things got a lot better in Guantanamo Bay. I think you're worried about a whole lot of nothing.
Oh, man, I ain't worried about shit, dude. Shit, dude, I'm fucking too old in the game to worry about much of any fucking thing.
Yeah, all right, well, cool. How's your week been, man?
Except for you and water, you and Milkman trying to waterboard me.
Okay, so, yeah, Milkman wants to waterboard you. How's your week been?
Yeah.
What have you been up to, man?
Oh, man, I've been up to no good there, buddy.
Republican trash.
Good, nothing.
Yeah, I've been up there cutting the wire on the FEMA death camps that they're setting up for you,
mm-hmm.
or that you work for.
Man. Crazy fucker.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, promoting the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights.
You people, like, you conspiracy.
I've been promoting the Magna Carta. You ever heard of the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Magna Carta?
Well, the Magna Carta is old. That's like from the 1700s or something, isn't it?
Well, baby, that's all that's keeping you allowed to be able to do what you're doing.
Yeah, well, true. Well, I mean, you hate
well, it. Yeah, you better think about that a little bit before you keep watching that television set you watch.
I don't watch television. I watch television and watch basketball games. That's it these days, man.
Well, fuck it. Fuck, man. If you watch basketball games, blah, blah, blah. I really want to say this. Can I say this to everybody listening on the planet Earth?
No, they're listening.
And you got, you know what, and according to my phone polls, there are 47 million people right now listening to your program.
Okay. 47 million, holy shit, I'm the most popular. More popular than
you are, you are. Man, there's like fucking people in Red China, man. There's fucking people in Iraq, in Iran, in Afghanistan, in Turkey. And there's
potentially
people
listening.
In Canada,
Christian.
There's people in Canada. Hey, there's people that are in
Tuvalu.
Florida, in Florida. There's people that are in
Milkman.
There's people that are in half the country of Italy is listening right now.
Mm.
And they're all having everything that's being said translated.
Well, ciao, Italia. All right.
Hey, damn right. Hey. Anyway, dude, my apology consists of this.
Okay.
That if, like, my opinion is this. If, like, you're stupid enough to have joined the United States military and gone off to torture and hurt and invade people in anywhere in the world, then I do not support you.
All right. Well, listen, one of our listeners, Crazy Heretic, said that he heard you call in another radio show.
Oh, I call in a lot of radio talk shows, buddy.
Isn't that? Didn't I get you in trouble already once before when you called into Art Bell and said something?
No, sir. Say I went to prison
Art
for
Bell.
3 counts of assault with a firearm,
uh-huh.
2 counts of terrorist threats, and a false imprisonment charge, and I did 7 years and 8 months locked up with real killers.
For
real.
Yeah.
And
like,
you know what? They're the nicest motherfuckers I ever met, man.
Like
I'm telling you, man.
Shug Knight and that one guitar
player. I'm telling you, that George Bush, man. Why that motherfucker? Hey, how come George Bush and Dick Cheney and everybody that prospered off of their regime gets to walk around free on the planet Earth, huh?
They'll get theirs.
How come they get to do that?
They'll get theirs, crazy fucker.
Well, they killed over 3 million innocent Iraqi people so far, and they've killed, 30 or 40,000 Stupid American dupes that were stupid enough to join the U.S. military?
I don't know about that.
You know about that.
Is it really 3 million at this point? 3 million Iraqis haven't died in an Iraqi war.
Motherfucking shit, dude. I'm talking about since 1991.
God.
You ever heard of the Shock and Awe program? Heard of Shock and Awe where all the little white Nazis with their little penises with big bombs called Daisy Cutters and phosphorus bombs went and blew the shit out of the country of Afghanistan and fucking Iraq, huh? You ever heard about that? While the little fucking Jewish people were sitting there finger fucking themselves while listening to Howard Stern show and saying,
All right, crazy fucker, before I let you go.
Hey, no, I'm not done there, brother. Listen.
No, you're done. I'm cutting you
off. Let me come on now.
You're
ain't done. Hey, come on now. Can I say a final parting thing to you?
It better be about the wedding. That's the last thing.
Okay, I'll say something to put Athena on the phone.
She's sleeping.
Oh, well, wake her up, man.
No, I'm not going to wake her up.
Well, yeah. Hey, you probably got her fucking, you got her drugged. That's why she's sleeping. Hey, let me ask you this. Who's got the money? Hey, listen, who's got the money in this fucking marriage? You or Athena? Are you trying to marry in the money? Or is Athena trying to marry in the money?
Oh, I got the money. I got the money, dude. I'm the money man.
You're related to that Puerto Rican commissar that sold out his fucking country of Puerto Rico, right?
Right.
Came over here and brought up Gilligan's Island. No, that was Marcos from the. That was Marcos.
That was from Philadelphia.
Hey, love, peace, and joy to you and all the 6 billion people on the planet, fucking Earth. And I'll say this, man.
And the 3 million.
Do not join the United States military, but pick yourself up an honest fucking occupation like playing a musical instrument or writing poetry or just, man, contemplating all the beauty that's around you.
Well,
all right?
Damn it. All right, man. I'll talk to you when I get back from the thing. All right.
Yeah, if the pirates don't board your ship, maybe I'll disguise myself as a pirate and board your honeymoon ship.
Oh, boy. Good. Well, we'll have a good laugh.
All right. Look forward to that there, Carlito.
We'll smoke cigars together, you fucker. All right, you crazy shit. You crazy ass.
God damn, a crazy fucker. I don't like him. All right. Anyway, there'd be We're about 15 minutes away from signing off with Syndicate.
An awful good big box of wine there.
No kidding, right? The cheap dollar store wine. Gotta love that guy, crazy fucker. Let's do another prank call here before we leave Syndicate here in about 15 minutes. excuse me.
What is the deal here? Why does this phone keep doing this shit?
I don't know. Maybe it's your prostitute calling you back. You check bounced, bitch. Maybe that's what it is. You think about that, huh?
Oh, hell. No, dude. I used a credit card, man, before they got rid of that stupid Craigslist.
Yeah, I heard about that, right? Craigslist, no more adult ads. Now what will Artie do?
And now it's a paid service, adult service.
Fuck that. They ruined it, like everything else. Houston up 70-65 over the Lakers with mere seconds left in the third quarter.
Tell them, Doug. Come on, Mays, all you hot honeys out there, show them titties.
Show your titties.
Fairy dust, all you.
Show your titties, best one.
I'm going to have to press him for showing my titties. I just show them. Just show them. Let him breathe, Maven. You don't have to press one here. You know that.
That is...
Hey, what's going on?
Huh?
What's going on? Hey.
What's going on?
Show your titties!
Hello?
Hello?
Is this the gay bar?
No, it's not.
Is this man or woman I'm speaking to? I forgot who I called.
Alright, good. Yeah, that was a good call. Yep! Where are my sound effects?
That was awkward, whatever it was.
Yep. What did I call? I thought I called a gay bar. It said gay 90s bar.
Hey, get the alarm out, man. We've got to do an alarm call tonight.
I don't know what you called. You're the one with the numbers, and you're asking us. We can't see what you're doing.
So you're the number guy. You're supposed to be in charge of watching the numbers, you know? Yeah, I fucked up the alarm really good last night again.
Not me? When was I the number guy?
I dumped beer on the alarm last night, and I don't think it's working at all. I tried to use it this morning, went, and I tried to use it before the show, and it just doesn't do nothing now. No matter how I put the wire in, it doesn't want to work. I killed it.
Dry it
out. No, it dried out all day. I came home, and it was worse than when it was wet. I must have shorted it out. Maybe it needs a new battery. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, poor man bar.
New clock.
Yeah, it needs a new clock. Clock rate. 64K. Calling the poor man bar.
You know what's gonna happen when we're gone for that long off the air?
Yeah.
It's gonna take me a while to get back in the groove. You know what I'm saying? Is this the poor man bar?
Yeah.
It took me a while to get out a bag of my groove after I left your place there. Do you think I might have left something? Did anybody report anything? What the fuck? Fucking cunt, bitch.
I downloaded the Star Trek movie and I watched it over the weekend.
Boy, she's finger happy.
And if anybody saw the Star Trek movie.
I think you need to give her a vibrator call and then turn on the alarm, man.
I meant to ask Crazy Fucker about the new Star Trek movie. I know he's a Star Trek fan. I didn't know if he was going to see it or if he had seen it. I downloaded and watched it, and I must say I was quite impressed. Pretty good.
Yeah, dude.
That's good stuff. Did you see it, Milkman? Or Tuck? Any of you two seen it yet? I got a Star Trek toy from a cereal box that Athena bought.
No.
Look at this. It's a Klingon thing. It was oh, look at that. It looks really cool on the camera. Anyway, yeah, the Star Trek movie's good. I really had doubts. I know when I first heard about it, we announced it on the show. When I saw the news article come out, and I had my concerns. I was like, the lispy guy from Heroes is on it, and the Korean guy from that Stoner movie's on it. I was a little concerned. So I guess Sulu is a Korean guy now. They rewrote the whole thing, you know. Milkman, you're half Japanese. You have any concerns? You know, Sulu, Hikaru Sulu, used to be a Japanese character. Now he's rewritten as a Korean. How do you feel about that? Do you feel you're being robbed of?
Oh, man.
Hi. I like to do the Sulu dance.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, things are crazy, right? Like, that movie from Harold and Kumar, Harold is now Sulu, and Kumar is working for the Obama administration. 5 years ago, they were in a Stoner movie together. And they just had a sequel like a year or two ago that really sucked, I thought. We went to Guantanamo. That was like last year. That was less than a year ago,
yeah,
I thought. Yeah. I was like, yeah, well, didn't that bomb? That did really bad. Escape from Guantanamo or something like that. I was working for the Obama administration in the White House. MST3 Clay agrees. Star Trek, good movie.
Didn't really need to make it. Yeah.
I'm excited. Tomorrow, Terminator. Salvation, right? Is it Terminator Salvation? That comes out. Looking forward to that. I'm a big fan of the Terminator franchise, as well as the RoboCop franchise. Anything cyborgish from the 80s and 90s I'm into. Definitely have to take a look at that. Maven asked, Sulu honor Milkman in the movie? I don't know. I don't think so, sweetie. I don't think so, sweeties. Don't think so. All right, what else we got here? Yeah, Mikey 129, I'm waiting on the new RoboCop movie, too. Quite excited about that. Well, yeah, like I was trying to say, you know what's going to happen. I'm going to end up losing my groove. Every time we take a break of more than 2 weeks from the show, it takes me a good 3 weeks before we start getting into the groove of doing a show. I start messing up a lot. But eventually, it all works out in the end.
Hello.
Hey.
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 This is Brendan from Chicago.
Hey, Brendan from Chicago. What do you say there, buddy?
Yeah, I called in, like, back in February and January.
Yeah.
And, it's like my first time calling in, and, you know, just checking back.
Cool. What have you been up to?
I know it's the last show, you know, before you get hitched, so.
Yeah, it's the last show before a lot of stuff, my friend. Are you married yourself? Do you have any suggestions?
No.
No?
I have a girlfriend, but... No.
Okay. All right. Well, you know how long you been with her for?
A couple months.
Really? Yeah. Oh, man. Well, good luck with that, man. Hopefully, you know, keep the family. Don't be in a rush. You know, I was with mine for 4 years. You know, take it easy. No rush at all. What do you think of the show lately? You know, I was just mentioning how, you know, I lose my groove after a while.
Yeah, I've kind of noticed that a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
Man, Crazy Fucker, that guy is awesome.
Yeah, Crazy Fucker's a hoot. Yeah.
Hilarious.
But some, he'll go on and on for a half hour. I don't cut him off. I wish I could keep him on, but he loses control. And it makes it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, what can you do, huh? Yeah, so, yeah, but seriously, though, yeah, thank you for listening. Thanks for checking in. But I really need a brain recharge. I think I'm looking forward to this mostly because I'm going to get away from work, going to get away from home, get away from everything with the exception of, you know, the woman I love. And I think as far as the show's concerned, I think it's time for me to take a little bit of a vacation. I think I'm going to come back and be even stronger. You know, just, you know, like I said, got to get the creative juices flowing a little bit.
Could you do us a favor and update the podcast?
What does it matter?
You know, I do have to do that. Yeah, I got to do that before I leave on next Thursday. You know why? You know why I didn't? Because I was without my laptop up until really recently. But I do have it back. It's right here next to me. So on Saturday, I'll do that. I'll update the three episodes now behind. So I will do that, as well as a lot of prank calls. So I'll make sure you guys are set since there's going to be a month-long hiatus. I was thinking about doing like a best of or two, and I can set them to automatically upload or automatically update on their own. So I might do like two or three of those so that, you know, there's something for the podcast so it doesn't just sit there and wallow in death. I might do that. Good point. Thanks for reminding me. I've got to write that down. Milkman, write that down. All right. Cool. Anything else you got for us, man?
And four.
Huh? Man? That's it?
What'd you say?
No, anything else? Anything else you wanted to bring up, brother?
No, I started listening to you guys back in, like, December. I actually got your website off of PLA.com.
Okay. Yeah. Phone Losers. Yeah, good people.
Yeah. You know, Brad, the guy who runs Phone Losers, he has his own, like, little show, kind of.
Yeah, he's got a podcast.
Monday morning or something. Yeah, podcast sort of thing. And you've mentioned the, kind of the chat line they got there. The phone bridge. And, you know, I've done that a couple of times. I don't really like that too much because, well, it's about like 12 people who are like crazy fucker on it all the time.
It's a bunch of amateurs just on there yelling.
Well, yeah, well, Phone Losers, it's a hacking kind of thing.
Right, right.
Which, those hacker people, they're kind of...
Right. Yeah, they get a little too into it, but I mean they're trying. It's a cool thing. I know a few years ago I used to listen to used to call in and just listen. I wouldn't jump in, but just to hear. You know, a friend of mine, actually Turdburgo, he's in Iraq. He told me, hey man, check this out. And I called in a few times just to listen with him, and it was pretty cool. It was interesting. I heard it isn't what it used to be, from what I understand. But I haven't called it in a while, so I can't speak for them. But it's a really good idea. You know, it's every 8 p.m. every night, right? You can just call in and people will do prank calls?
Yeah, call in. It's like a 1-800 number you can call also and get on for free.
Cool.
Talk to people.
All right, man. Cool. Well, everyone be sure to check that out, folks. All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in.
Right.
Thanks for your well wishes.
Yeah. Best of luck. And
I will get on that podcast.
All right.
Scout's honor. All right, man. All right, take it easy, man. See ya.
All right, that's the guy in Chicago. Thank you. Want to say a big what's up to Katie K checking in the chat room. Yeah, always good to see him.
Hi.
Yeah, he's the one that told me not to get married. Isn't he the one that's always saying, you know, I just can't get married. It's crazy. Why are you gonna get married? Like the gay alcoholic ugly guy with the crooked nose and the crossed eyes is giving dispensing out the best advice when it comes to marriage. I am
bisexual. I'm fabulous.
I'm totally listening to that. All right, let's do another prank call. All right, let's see where we're at. I have no new numbers here. Dinky Diner, we haven't touched that yet. Let's touch that Google. Yay!
Gives a guy a chance to relax. Look at the stars. Yeah, it's peaceful.
Yes, I said crooked nose. It's not slander if it's true. is the diner.
Who?
Diner, Dinky Diner, please.
No, this is a midget market.
Oh, midget market. I'm sorry. I was calling down the stairs. I'm sorry. I'm a little confused. I'm having a little to drink. Someone over there is making slanderous comments about me. I wanted to get to the bottom of it, please.
Someone over where?
Someone made a slanderous comment over there. There were some men. You know those men that were outside Lord of the Ring before? Hello?
I don't know.
There was a black man outside Lord of the Ring. He was drinking alcohol. He was drinking a 40 ounces
here
of beer.
At the midget market, you said, or at the diner?
Outside of the market.
Oh.
Well, I left my wallet at the diner, but I'm calling you now. This man was drinking alcohol, and he was making slanderous comments about me. And I want you to go put him on the phone so I can give him what's for on the phone.
He's outside right now?
Well, he was outside before. Is there a black man out there still?
Oh, I can't tell. I have customers here.
Can you ask around is there a black man in there right now?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
This one $120, and this one is
same. Alright, well, yeah, we kind of figured that one.
Yeah, I just wanted to check the number.
Oh, okay. But,
number four.
She said, hold on. Maybe I thought there's a black guy here.
Number 11. I know what that means. We got a request here from Testio. We'll wait on this. Half Italian, half Ecuadorian. That's a mix. His mom always rents out a spare room to American college students. Hey, now. That'd be nice if she fucked them. Is she Ecuadorian or is she Italian? Because if she's Ecuadorian, there's Ecuadorian girls, I'll tell you what. I don't know the name of the current girl that is staying at his house, but you could call him up and
Panamania
say you're the...
Panamania, too, buddy.
Panamania, right. Panama, dummy. And say you're the girl's boyfriend or whatever, and that you've been told that he's banging her.
I know,
they
call her. It Panamania. What are you talking about? You know that.
To piss him off, you can tell him he's an emo. And gay. This is all coming in from Zenobi, a half Italian, half Ecuadorian. This is an international number, though, Testio. Testio, let's see this format. I can't call international calls in it. Hang up on that bitch. She's just like looking for the black guy and conducting business in the background. We don't have time for that. All right, Syndicate Radio, it is time for us to leave you. I would like to thank you for 4 years of service. No, I'm kidding. We'll be back on June 19th. I have no idea who... June 18th. I have no idea who will be taking over in my stead. I had made suggestions for Evil Artie, etc. He said he didn't want to do it. Maybe Sidekick Chuck can come, start earlier, etc., etc. I don't know. But for the time being, I leave you in the capable hands of the Asian sensation himself, Sidekick Chuck. Sir, thank you very much. And, whatever. I love you guys. I love Syndicate.
Whatever.
Milkman.jizz too. Don't forget that. All right, see you guys, damn it.
Hi.
It takes forever to get off a Syndicate now. I can't just click a button, so you guys are gonna have to wait. All right, bitches, listen to this. Now I've got cat hair in my mouth now because I was filleting it. The mic. My saliva smells like vagina. Okay, now we are on Madhouse Radio only. 98.6 The Math only. Where it all started. Not really. It actually all started over in, I forgot the name of the place. It's something. PPU. PPU. Alright. So where are we at? 12:03 a.m. It is officially.
I did hear a rumor that he wants to start it back up again.
He's bringing the band back together. Well, bullshit, because he can't have it without me, because I'm the guy that, you know, I carry the ship. I always say that, and that's bullshit.
You have it.
For a while I did, though.
He brought regularity.
For several months. He lost Zolar. He lost Zolar because of his attitude. He lost Lego because of his attitude. He wasn't doing his own shows. He was just getting drunk and crying about his boyfriend leaving him. I was the only one doing regular, decent shows on there. And he was an asshole to me. He was an asshole to me for, like, the last time. He kept being a prick to me.
There was a lot of gay crying.
I'm telling you, man, kid, he'd get all the time. He's like, you know, he would be an asshole to me, then he apologized the next day. And he'd be an asshole to me and apologize the next day. And one day he came and he did it to me, and I said, you know what, asshole, fuck you. I
mean, he shot himself on the air, remember?
Oh, yeah. He was playing with a gun on the air, right? Isn't that what it was? Get out of here, man.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that.
Yeah.
Old man, KDK.
Nunu is his one and only fan. Nunu is still his biggest fan.
Dude, you can listen to him if you want. I don't care. I don't care.
That's why Nunu loves him.
Secretly,
he likes the gay crying. Nunu is the idiot, so what do you expect?
Secretly, I still listen to KDK from time to time, to be honest with you, because I like prank calls. And he does a good prank call when he's not getting all involved with the emotions and the alcohol, when he's not becoming the monster that he is. All right. I've run out of numbers.
K-Bone episode, man. K-Bone dumped his ass. That's when he went down the tubes, man.
Now, Milkman, enough of that now. Come on, that's
on me, hate on you.
We don't need to talk about. We don't need to talk bad about his girlfriend. No, Milkman, that's unnecessary. We don't do that kind
of
stuff here.
I love K-Bone. K-Bone is cool as hell.
No, we don't need to.
And KDK, you know, will always be my friend. But I still think he was being a butthole to you and all the people that cared about him, and I don't appreciate the people that put up with all his shit, what he did to us all.
Wah. Wah, Milkman. Wah. All right, let's listen to some prank calls here. let's play some prank calls.
Get up, Milkman. Get over it.
Yeah, I know, right? God, grow up. What's wrong with you, right? You in love with him or something? Did he break your heart? Jesus Christ.
No. I want to be able to join Nunu's fan club.
Classic KDK moment. KDK being pranked by Dr. Lego. I forgot about that one. That's pretty good. Dr. Lego getting KDK upset. Jeez. Right. In the meantime, while we wait for more numbers here, let's take a look here. Testio has sent in a different number. I think this is an American one. This is in Texas for AAA Hot Jocks and Babes Escorts. They are in Texas. And I've got a number here. Confirmed at 12:06 a.m. Very good. Good for you. All right, let's do that. AAA Hot Dogs and Babe Escort. Stand by, everybody. Let's play some more music here. All right. Crazy Heretic is dying for a crazy fucker's email address. I would normally do that, Crazy Heretic. You know, I know it's in the spirit of fun. It'd be fun to give his email out, but I have a rule here. I try to keep everything as anonymous as possible because I need, you know, I like it that people like to send in prank call requests, you know, on the Madhouse site, or they call them in, or they message them to me, and I make it a point to treat everybody universally. If you're going to send in a prank call request, I'm going to keep you anonymous so that there's no, you know, ambiguity or anything like that. I would never do that to you. You know, if I were to give you Crazy Ficker's email address, crazyficker@gmail.com, then, you know, it might deter people from, you know, sending in prank call requests by email because of, oh, well, fuck, you know, I can send it a prank call request and it's going to get my email address out if they find out, you know. It's strictly 100% anonymous here. I never give out the phone number of anybody who calls in. Even if they could be the biggest asshole, I'll never give it out to anybody on purpose, even to Zolar or someone else like that to prank call later on. I'll never do that. And the same goes with email addresses or you know, IM names, AOL names, etc. I try not to do that. I don't do that. Because it's like, you know, I want people to feel comfortable, Crazy Hairdress. I know, yes, I know. I'm not trying to be an asshole. I have to treat everybody the same here. And we all need to be anonymous. That's why I do it, brother. I still love you, baby. All right. Anyway, the escort place. Let's go.
Help you.
Hey, buddy. I was wondering if there are any ladies available this evening.
Yes, they are. Where are you located? At a hotel or residence?
I'm in a hotel. I don't know if you guys mind, but I really, they want to charge me for incoming minutes. Something crazy. It's somewhere.
I'll call you back.
Several.
Oh, don't call you back.
Several dollars a minute or something. So, I'm sorry.
Do you want me to? Calling your hotel.
Yeah, they said they wanted to charge me a bunch of money. I don't understand why, but...
What hotel are you at?
I'm at the Sheraton. You know the one?
Give me the phone number to the hotel. It'll be on the phone in the room.
Look here. The number's 407.
Are you in Houston or Dallas?
Houston.
Okay.
But I can't... I mean, if you'd like, I can meet up maybe, like, Dallas-Fort Worth area. Is that easier for you?
Dallas is 3 hours away from Houston.
I don't want to go to Dallas, man. I don't have nothing to do in Dallas. I'm in Houston. I'm here for the game.
Okay, well, let me verify your room, and I got about 18 girls available tonight in Houston. I can have a girl be at your room in about 45 minutes. What's your phone number to the hotel?
Any big girls?
You mean for a busty girl or tall?
No, like a little overweight.
Now I know you're pulling my leg.
No, I'm just serious. They have a little meat on them. I don't mind it. I'm just asking you. I like bigger girls.
Do you have nothing else to do? What's your phone number to the hotel?
Hang on, let me look.
Or hang up.
888.
No, that's not the number. That's the number, the 1-800 number.
No, it's 8.
You know the area code out there?
469.
No, that's Dallas.
Well, that's the number that
I'm
calling here. The number that it says here on a stupid stationery is 888-278-8509. That's what I'm reading here.
Do me a favor. Okay, pick up the phone in the room, dial 0, and ask them the phone number.
Hang on, give me a second then, all right?
Okay.
Okay, it's 888-278-8509.
No, don't need 888. I need a phone number.
Do you want me to call you back? Do you want me to call you back from the hotel? Would it be better?
And ask them the phone
Would you
number
fucking stop
hotel?
Interrupting me, you effeminate asshole?
You're
an effeminate.
Like,
you're effeminate gay.
Well, actually, I'm not gay at all, but I'm
You sound like it. You sound like you have a penis in your mouth right now. Maybe that's why
you got a fucking penis. Because
you're good. You're good.
You fucking call services and you're not in Houston or Dallas, bitch, and you don't know where the fuck you're at, asshole.
You're
that's
good.
That's the real talk.
You're good.
You don't have any girl coming over. Over in your life, that's why you call services and pretend you're in Dallas or Houston. Do you even know the difference between Dallas and Houston? The two, one of the largest cities in Texas?
I know the bunch
in
of
the U.S.
I know that Texas
no
is a rebel. You're not even letting me talk, you stupid
you
shit.
Small dick, you got no girl or woman in your life, faggot. Doll. You have a temper tonight. Oh, you have a temper tonight. Oh,
you have a temper tonight.
Can I speak yet?
Oh, you got a big temper. Oh, you got a big temper.
Are you ready for my credit card yet?
Office motherfucker with nothing to do, no life.
Are you ready for my credit card number yet?
Returning to main menu. You have two. Please enter the phone number you would like to dial, followed by the pound key. For international numbers,
I lost the number.
Please enter 011.
Small Dick International, you reached him.
When I get through with the lawsuit,
what is your problem?
The lawsuit, I'm going to put through to you, sir.
Oh, shut the fuck up, you motherfucker. This is my business. Eat a dick, bitch. I'll send a transfer to your house. That's probably where you're at. You're probably at your house. Get off to porn.
No.
Get the fuck off my
I'm
line.
I'm calling
bastard.
On my cell phone from the hotel.
Returning to main menu. You have two
he just
new
sounds
messages.
Funny. I like
to listen to your messages, please enter the phone number you would like to dial, followed by the pound key.
Small Dick International.
Sweet.
How can we help you?
Sweet Caroline.
No call in your life.
Is Caroline there?
No pussy in your life.
Is Caroline
no
there?
Pussy in your life international. How can we help you?
May I
we'll
speak?
Send over a plastic pussy for
Mr.
you to...
Mr. C, why do you pause? What's that pause when you talk? You have a pause. Why do you do that? Because you're thinking of the next thing to say because you're so inferior to me, sir, that you actually have to stop for a second and think of what to say.
You are not worth shit. You are a loser.
No, you see, you call me a faggot. You like throwing that word around, sir, but I'm the first one to actually have used that on you.
You pay for it. You pay for
come up with something original.
And you got situations. That's what you do. And some girl probably fucked you over. That's why you keep calling the services pissed off. At
that,
the world.
Yes, you figure. Yes,
else.
Very right, sir. Yes, that's exactly what it is. That's
I know it is.
I want you to. I want. Do you have a Bible there in your hotel, sir?
In my hotel? I'm not in a hotel. What? Bitch, you're supposed to be in a hotel. You don't forgot your whole lines, didn't you?
No, I'm in a. Sir, I am in a hotel. I am in a hotel. You people operate in rooms and hotels, you know, fly by night places because you have to have them
in
the background.
I'm in my fucking penthouse in Miami downtown. What's up? Where are you?
You're in Miami downtown. You're in Miami downtown.
Yes, I am. Where are you?
What's the area code of Miami, sir? What's the phone number there for your penthouse? I'll call
305. I'm off of Collins, bitch.
I'll call you back and verify. I'll call you back and verify. What's your number there? What's your 305 area code?
Bitch, don't worry about it.
If you're in Miami, what's the overlay area code in Miami? Tell me.
Well, that's what we use to verify tricks like you that call.
Right, okay. Tricks like me. Very witty. Very good, sir. Is there anything else I can help you out with today?
Actually...
Well, please don't call here again, sir, because we're... Don't call here again. Don't call here again.
Returning to main menu. You have two new messages. To listen to your messages, press 1.
I got a 305 number here that I can call him from. Because we got that spoof card, right? What is that number? It's 305 something.
Yeah, dude.
Let's try that.
This guy is dying, man. Why don't we hook him up with the crazy fucker and get them both screaming in the phone? That'd be hilarious.
Why don't you shut up?
That's right, bitch.
Thanks for calling. How can I help you?
Oh, look at you. Look at you picking up
you're
the phone.
On the computer even more.
On
you're
normal.
On the computer. And that, you know what that means? That you are a professional trick tracer. You know what that is? That somebody that sits on the computer and projects numbers and dial services and plays games.
I project numbers
really
with
no
my
life.
Mental power, my computer penis. You figured me out. I hook my computer up to my cock and I fuck it and I call you any number I want. What number you want next, you tell me. I'll do it. What number next do you want, country boy? Do you know who you're messing with, sir? Do you know who you're messing with? Do you know who you stole money from? Huh? Do you know who, what trick? You're a whore bitch. You're a whore disgusting AIDS-ridden woman who came over here and dared to put her hands on me and took my money.
This is the true thing. You must be that guy that's been killing all those transsexuals. You're the guy.
I'm the guy that's killing on the transsexuals. Yes, Dad.
Yeah, you're that guy that's been killing all those transsexuals, aren't you?
Yeah, that guy. That's me. Yeah. Oh, that guy. Yeah.
I'm on the phone.
Right. You
I
know.
I'm on the phone.
You should call the one. You call 1-800-TIPS. Maybe you could get the reward.
I might. You'll be the first one they call.
Right. What are you gonna do with that? How many tubes of KY gel are you gonna use with that reward, sir?
Ooh,
you're very effeminate. Very effeminate.
You sound like you take it. You sound like you take it. You take it good, right? You take it in the ass good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, you said it. You admit it. Yeah.
I've never taken it.
All right. You know what Freud said about that? You know what Sigmund Freud said? You keep interrupting me, sir. If I can't help you, if you keep interrupting me.
I got a master's in biochemistry, faggot. Get off my phone. You're full of shit. You're over.
It's got a master's in biochemistry.
To place a call,
right,
press
that's why
1
to listen to your recording.
I have a master's in biochemistry, and I'm pimping out whores.
The masturbators, maybe.
Biochemistry. Bile these nuts in your mouth.
Yeah. That's why he's on some fag.
Oh, man, that's funny. Even extension fo. I was listening to that prank call earlier today. When I called the woman, like, yeah, I'm extension fo now, fo. She's like, you crazy, you know it today. I was ordering food, I was like, yeah, I want the number fo. He's crazy, you crazy, you know it today. You'll find that now. Forget what that's called, that's some funny shit. I was talking to my little cousin in Puerto Rico. She's, she's not little anymore. She's 22, but she's like a little sister to me. And I was sending her, she doesn't know about the show. Well, she knows that I do a radio show, but she was still like 18 when I first told her about it. And I was like, oh, you can't go to this website. I can't tell you. I want you to tell them, you know, my aunt, you know, your mom. Don't tell them. I can't. She's like, all right, whatever. So I sent her like a few of the prank calls last night. She was cracking up. Her and her boyfriend were cracking up listening to them in Puerto Rico. They can understand it, and they speak pretty good English. She's coming to the wedding, so we're talking about wedding stuff and all that. She's thinking about moving in with us here for a few months to my house. She's going to try to get a job and learn the language a little bit, and she's going to probably join the Navy or the Army or the Air Force she's talking about, which kind of worries me when you hear people like Crazy Fucker saying stuff like they do. Milkman, you know what I just did? For some reason, I got this thing. I take red pepper, right? And I put a little bit in my palm of my hand, and then I mix them with some salt, and I mix it up, and then I lick it on my palm.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's good.
Damn.
Nice and salty.
You wash your hands there before you go, with Charlie.
True story. I was cutting jalapenos once. We were ex-girlfriend, not Athena, ex-girlfriend. We were making tacos at home, and I was cutting jalapenos, and then I... About an hour later, took it upon myself to, you know, a little bit. And, I was going down to town for a while. Then I started, you know, getting a little of the stinky pinky. And then all of a sudden, she's like, wait a minute. Like, she told me it was the funniest thing. She was like, at first it felt good. It felt a little warm. And she thought I was doing something special. It was like, well, do you have, like, maybe I had a mint in my mouth or something like that. And it started burning. It started tingling. Then it started burning. And she started freaking out. She's like, wait a minute, did you wash your hands? And I was like, uh-oh. And I had to run to the kitchen and grab an ice cube tray, bring it back, went through an entire tray of ice cubes. Funny story. I don't know, Maven, would that hurt? You tell me. Was she faking it? Mikey calls it the manhouse seasoning. There you go. A little bit of tuna and hot sauce.
You gotta have some adobo in there, too.
I put that on anything, baby. I'm gonna go down on you. I gotta put some hot sauce
Adobo.com.
Adobo.com. I tried to get that domain, man. It's taken. It was available for years, and I was like, I'm gonna get that Adobo.com. When I finally went to get it, it was gone.
Oh, man.
Another one I want to get is MadhouseRadio.com. It was down to, like, the day before it expired. I was like, fuck yeah. Me and the dad were watching it. The dad's like, I'll watch it. I'll watch it for you. You know, he was telling me. I was like, all right, cool, cool. And it got taken again. I guess it's ManCal. I guess he used to have a show called the ManCal's Morning Madhouse or something like that. And he had it registered for himself, and it was going to drop off, and I guess he wasn't going to renew it, but... Some other company in Chicago, like, took it at the last minute. Some big company. I think it's, like, a radio station or something. That's not the right music. We're not into the show yet. Anyway.
Yes? Who's it?
Don.
All right, we got more numbers here from Lonesome Loser. Let's get to those quickly. Mongolian Barbecue, Skunk Bay Lighthouse, Cougar Hill Ranch, and Kimbo Saloon. Before we do that, I wanted to talk about some stuff here, guys. The good thing we're only on Syndicate right now. I wanted to mention here, we're going to be gone for a while, a few days here. I'm seriously entertaining the thought, and I know I've talked about this before. Well, I thought I'd be honest with you guys and tell you. Milkman, I talked to you about this earlier on Monday, I think it was. Tuck, you don't know about this. And the rest of you, I don't think, know about this. I'm seriously entertaining the thought that this show might retire. Might actually be retiring the Madhouse show for a lot of reasons. Most, I do feel a little burnt out sometimes. And a lot of people, and I understand, sure, perhaps maybe taking the hiatus for a little week, for a few weeks there, maybe we'll recharge things. But the other problem is financially, it is getting really hard to justify supporting the show. It costs me around $30 a month for the toll-free line alone. The hosting comes out to about a good, for the site, for the podcast and all that, comes out to about $15 a month altogether. I spend somewhere around $20 a month for the shoutcast station, and there's other costs incurred here and there, of course, with the whole production, and it does take a lot of time. And, financially right now with the wedding coming up and just other stuff that's going on, I've got, my parents are, my mom is the only one working right now. My dad's unemployed, hasn't been able to find work for 9 months, going on 10 at this point, and they've run out of their savings. So I'm finding it hard to justify. Here I am spending 60, 70, 80 bucks a month perhaps on this Madhouse thing, which is fun to do, and I love entertaining you guys. And look, man, you were telling me last night, we got to laugh, and through all the hard times, it's important you got to do something so you can laugh. But it's kind of hard to justify seeing my parents going through a tough, financial situation, not being able to help them out, with at least, something here and there, at the same time doing the show and spending the money that I do. So I haven't made a final decision, guys. I wouldn't just drop it on you. I understand that it could be a perfect opportunity, seeing as I'm going to be going a month without doing a show, maybe just not come back and never do it again. To be honest with you, 2 weeks ago, we came within maybe 6 hours from the MadhouseLive.com site from being shut down completely for non-payment. The shoutcast station was shut off for, what was it, Tuck? I think a good 5 or 6 days, I think. 4 or 5 days, because I couldn't pay the bill for it. Luckily, somebody came through and helped us out with a donation.
Right.
I'm not going to say who that was out of respect for that person, as not to be mentioned. That person helped us out immensely and is helping pay us the shoutcast station for 2 to 3 months. I've never been the kind of person to say, everybody, you need to start donating. I would rather end the show before I start asking people every day, every minute on the show to make a donation and keep things going. That's not what this is about. Nina says, get rid of the toll-free line. That's correct. Yes. That is true. The only problem was that would change the face of the show, because every promo has 888-278-8509. It's as I speak, I'm watching it scroll on the bottom of our video feed. So that'd be kind of interesting to do. But that's true. We could eliminate there a source of expenditure right there. That's true. So there are a lot of options, a lot of things. The good thing is, hey, thanks to Google Voice, so long as they keep that going, we've got free anonymous prank calls now. Hollywood Vanya was helping out as much as he could. He knew the situation, and he was actually buying the phone card minutes. Milkman, you used to all the time until you left the Virgin Islands, because you had that hook up there with phone cards.
I did for, last 3 years?
3 years. Yeah.
So I come to California.
Right. And then and Hollywood was, for several months, he was paying.
I spent several.
Hundreds.
I spent several dollars a month, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
altogether, I had thousands of dollars originally when I was supporting the old PCU network.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you were supporting a lot of people back then. But
I look at it.
Yeah, it's because Athena was talking. She's like, Carlos. She was telling me, you really got to think about things right now. Like, it's gotten to the point where I went through my I sold my my Dreamcast. I had an original Dreamcast released on September 9th, 1999, release date. Sold it on eBay. I didn't even know it closed about 2 hours ago. I don't know what it went for. Athena, the genius over there, decided to handle it. I was like, you know how to do this. You're going to handle it, right? Oh, yeah, sure. She didn't put a minimum bid on it. Last time I checked, it was going for like $25 for a Dreamcast with two games, two controllers, a rumble pack, two little memory cards with little screens on them and everything. and a bunch of shit. It's a good $80 deal normally, and because she didn't put a minimum bid on it, someone's going to get a ripoff. I'm just depressed about that. But anyway, yeah, I didn't want to just drop it on you guys. I promise I won't be like, you know, I'm never going to come back after the honeymoon. I wouldn't do that to you. But it doesn't look good, to be honest. Unless things pick up, unless things start improving here pretty soon, it might take a few months to come back. I might have to say, you know, until I get back on my feet, until my family gets back on their feet. It just feels disrespectful to my parents, you know, like, you know, here they're you know, doing everything they can to survive, you know, they don't want to lose their house, don't want to lose their car, and I'm helping them out as much as I can, you know, myself, but I can only do so much. But that literally, I mean, when it comes to, you know, am I gonna overdraw my bank account in order to pay for Madhouse Radio? I mean, honestly, guys, I know it's fun.
I mean, there's situations over here that, the, you know, we all have to focus our attentions on and totally understand where things are. I mean, you've got stuff going on that I have to get to focus my attentions on business-wise. And,
right.
You know, it's been a fun 3-year ride, man, you know?
Or maybe not. I mean, maybe something will come up, or maybe we'll figure something out. I mean, there's a lot of options out there, a lot of things we can do. Hey, you know, there's still plenty of options to do. There's still plenty of time. No need to panic. But I'm telling you, I'll be goddamned if I'm going to be the person that's going to be on here like blackout or something like that, begging for your donations every 10 minutes, or telling you, yeah, well, you know, pay us $5 for a prank call, and I will never. It's not fun at that point. It's a commercial, it's an infomercial, and that's not what we're about.
Nah, that's bullshit.
Yeah, so
that's bullshit.
Don't worry, I will do everything I can to make it work
out. You know
what?
Remember, I talked to you before the show started, right?
Yes, you did. Yes, and I don't appreciate you calling me those nasty words.
Well, anyway, just I know. That's between you and me, honey.
Right.
But,
right.
No, seriously. I know you're getting ready to go on vacation, and when you get back, you know, there's financial strain. Obviously, you have a new household, you got a new wife, and I'll be working, and when we get back, by the time you get back, we'll have something arranged, and
right.
What I am going to do is I'm going to prepay our accounts for a long period of time so that we have the availability to be able to go on when we want to. And then that way it's not such a money issue. I understand you want to help your family out, because I'm the same way. You know, family is all you really got. That's all you got in this world is blood, man, you know.
Yeah,
when it really comes down to it. And you know, I can understand completely. And, you know, we've talked a lot. I've told you about my family and you told me about yours. And, you know, we don't talk about this stuff in public, but I do understand. But I want you to know, and I want other people out there to know that that's my intention, is that we're going to get this thing rolling again after you return, and don't despair. And we all have some money crunch times, you know, and, you know, we never beg for money, and that's true. I've never asked anybody to do anything. None of us have. But for the fun of it is what it's all about.
Yeah.
And it's really all about having fun and sharing smiles and laughs with each other. Me and you are total crazy goofheads, and we love it, you know. And a lot of people we've met along the way that enjoy our crazy type of humor and entertainment that we provide. It's not just prank calls. It's a lot of other stuff. And that's what makes our show special for all these years, while we've had a lot of fun and had a lot of people interested, because we don't just do one trick. We've got a variety of things to offer, and good things to offer all our listeners out there. So no matter what, if something goes down, there's 5 or 6 other things going on all the time during the show to give you some entertainment and give you things to think about and laugh about. So don't despair, brother. You know, I'm going to make this new move in my life, a new phase in my life's coming up. We're going to take it on to the next level, man.
Yeah.
So
you know,
you get back, and as soon as you're ready,
we'll
project ourselves.
Maybe
off
I'm
2009 and make a new showing.
I could be, maybe just being premature, but I just want to be honest with you guys. I mean, honestly, I mean, I got to make decisions, tough decisions, and you know, Athena, just, we had a conversation about finances and stuff like that. And we're like, you know, I mean, really, when it comes to our personal finances, we sat down and we were doing finances together. And I mean, you got to understand, although I love you guys and I love Madhouse Radio and it's fun as hell, but shit, I mean, it's when it comes to personal life, it is at the bottom of the priority list. It's not that I don't love you guys, man, but I mean, I got, when it comes to, you know, I got to pay for school, and I got to pay for, you know, the rent, you know, bills, utilities, you know,
absolutely,
medical bills and stuff like that. It's a
you're at a stage in your life, dude. You know, you're building your future right now as we speak. You know,
right.
And you know, it sucks to have to bear the cost of the whole thing, dude. And you know,
it's just the way things are right now. I mean, it's just the
times too, and I'm on the upside of it. You know,
right. It's just the
and
way
as I feel about it. You know, if we got the time and want to enjoy ourselves,
you get the dime.
I am wanting to make sure that we're available to others to enjoy as well,
right,
and share our laughs. So
Houston Rockets,
intention. So when you come back, before you get back, we'll have an arrangement made.
We'll figure it out, man. Don't worry. I'm sure it'll work out.
Before you take off.
I'll definitely be back on the 18th. Don't worry about that.
To be honest, you know, I am looking forward to this time off. You know, I'm seriously thinking about, for a couple weeks, actually just turning this computer off and
right,
just getting away from it for a while and then focus on what I gotta do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to the vacation, so to speak.
Right, I'm kind of looking forward to it too, to be honest with you. I'm bringing my laptop, but we're gonna spend 2 days, 3 days, 2 nights in a resort in the mountains in Puerto Rico, where there is no internet, no phone. It's just it's a nice hotel. It's got a nice pool and a beautiful view. It's in the rainforest out there, but there's not going to be any. It's like, you know, bring a book or just hang out, do some hiking, etc. You know, I'm going to enjoy that. I'm going to disconnect completely from everything. No email, no cell phone, no nothing. Good 3 or 4 days away from that. But before that, I'm going to be in San Juan and partying like a rock star, you know. Going to be doing the whole casino thing and staying at the nice resort there, you know, where everything's, you know, nice and fancy. And at the same time, also, of course, the cruise, you know, I'm not going to be connected there because, you know, they've got internet on the cruise. I can open up my Wi-Fi, you know, on the laptop, but I think it costs like $25 for like an hour worth of internet service or something like that. And I might do it once. I might buy an hour block in the middle of the cruise. I was thinking it might be cool on Thursday. To just, even if I don't do video, just to do an audio show, like maybe 10 minutes, just connect real close. Hey, everybody, this is Carlito in the middle of honeymoon. But I was like, Athena probably wouldn't like that. She'd be like, oh, it's our honeymoon.
That'd be cool, man.
It's our honeymoon. You got the lighthouse thing.
We talked before the show, remember? So, like I said, maybe if you got the time and the gumption, dude, maybe I can make a donation to make that happen, because I think it'd be funny as shit.
All right. Yeah, so anyway, we wanted to mention the Celtics.
The only mobile ocean Caribbean show.
I wanted to mention that the Houston Rockets, if you were following, did win by 15 points over the Lakers. They've tied the series 3-3, forcing a Game 7, just like the Magic did tonight, forcing a Game 7. Hopefully, goddammit, go Magic, my team, since I was a kid. Hopefully we'll advance to beat to go to the Cavs and get beat by the Cavs, and that's okay. If there's any doubt in anybody's mind, I understand Denver advanced, right? Denver advanced to the conference finals, as did the Cavs. If there was any doubt in anybody's mind that Cleveland wasn't going to make it to the... I don't know. I mean, I hope, to God's sake, I would love to see the Magic make it to the finals. And I did know that in the regular season, in the series between the Cleveland Cavaliers and Orlando Magic, we did beat them more times than they beat us. And we did have a huge, like, 29-point win over them towards the end of the season. So I think we could hold our own against the Cavs, but you got to be honest, man. King James, LeBron, is just on fire right now in his career. He's just at a pinnacle in his career, and in these playoffs, no doubt even. I can't see Houston. I really don't think I can't see Houston advancing at this point past the Lakers, though, without Yao Ming. I don't see that. But hey, look at the Celtics, how they're playing without Kevin Garnett, and look at how the Magic are playing without Jermaine Nelson. You know, what do you know? What do I know? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you guys are mentioning cigars. You haven't noticed I haven't smoked cigars in a show in a while because I'm broke. All right. Kimball Saloon. They're in San Angelo, Texas. We've got to start wrapping it up here. I've got to get to work tomorrow. It's 12:41 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Friday, May 15th. 9:41 p.m. I love acoustic versions of songs like this. A good song, only way to make a good song better is an acoustic version of it.
Yeah, man, this is a classic, man.
This is John Popper.
I got a little batch of cigars I like to smoke every now and then.
There you go. Yeah, I got a whole list of stuff I got to buy for the cruise. Right on the top there is, you know, cigars. I'm going to pick up some Monte Cristos, but I'm telling you when. I was telling Evil Artie, I was talking to him on the phone a few days ago.
Yeah.
When the first cruise stop that we're going to hit is Barbados. Son of a bitch, if not the first thing I'm going to do is find a nice cigar shop and pick myself up some Cuban cigars, man. Get myself some real Cohibas. I'm talking about the Cuban Cohibas, not those Dominican seed ones.
Yeah.
And they get the red dot Cohibas, man. Yeah, man. Artie's like, you gonna bring me? Yeah, it's funny because I got Evil Artie into smoking cigars now. Like, he calls me all the time. He's like, yeah, I'm smoking cigars. He smoked his first cigar here in the studio, that one, the first time he was here.
Oh, great.
And now that's all. He's smoking cigars out the ass now. That kid's crazy, man. He's just trying to be cool.
Tell him to get Swisher Sweets, man.
Oh, Swisher Sweets. Those are like cigarillos, man. That's not the same. And it's funny because I was like, so Artie, what kind of cigar cutter do you have? I was like, cigar cutter, what's that? And like, are you kidding me? He's like, yeah. Well, you don't, they make them with holes now. That's old stuff. I'm like, Artie, if you're smoking cigars with a hole in it already, you're smoking a shitty cigar. I like your fortitude. You're trying, kid. But, yeah, you know, you need to get yourself, you know, a good cigar. You never had a good cigar if you haven't had one that you had to use a cutter on, you know. And I told him, he's like, well, I don't know how to do it. I was like, they'll do it for you at the cigar shop. When you buy the cigar, they usually ask you right there, you want us to cut it for you right now? Just tell them, yeah, just to tell them to cut it for you and put it in the bag and it's ready to go. Because there is, you know, there was a special way to cut the cigar, you know, and put the hole in it. You get the little, I like the, I have,
oh, yeah.
My
yeah, those,
my
yeah, those punches cutter, too. You know, those punches cutter are really neat too. Have you seen those new punches they got?
That's what I've got. I got a punch. So I like the hole. I put the hole in it myself. I don't cut
it.
Yeah,
those are nice.
Those are better. I like that better. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Right. You don't have to cut the end off of it. I like the punch a little better because the wrapper won't come off as easily.
That's
if
what happens.
You cut the end of it off.
Yeah.
The wrapper has a tendency to want to come loose.
Every time when I use my cutter, dude, like the guillotine one, you know, it's like it starts unraveling. You know, after a little while, and I got to peel it off, and it gets in my teeth. With the punch, you're good to go. You don't have to worry about that happening, man. Right on. Okay, let's do a few more prank calls.
That's
on this
right,
color tonight. Kimball Saloon, everybody. San Angelo, Texas, I said before. Let's get to it.
According to Wikipedia, Cuba is home to over 11 million people.
You what?
I said, according to Wikipedia, Cuba is home to over 11 million people.
Okay.
Can I make a reservation, please?
No. This is a Kimo's bar.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to make a reservation for a party of four. Hello? Hello, sir? Fucking twat.
Because you know why she did that, right? Because she's racist and she hears me talking about Cubans. Oh, no, this is Cuban. This Cuban ain't going to come in here. Yeah, man.
Don't want them there here.
Them communist Cubans over here. I'm looking up Cohiba. That's what I meant to do. I did Cuba for some reason. I don't know. Cohiba cigar brand. Let's take a look here.
El Presidente.
Excuse me. Cohiba. Cohiba is a brand.
One of those El Presidentes, though, man, when you're down there, too.
I like the torpedoes, man. Cohiba is a brand for two kinds of premium cigar. One produced in Cuba for Habanos S.A., the Cuban state-owned tobacco company. Excuse me. And the other produced in the Dominican Republic. See, that's the one that we get here in the States. The good one. I think it's Red Dot is what they call it.
Yeah, they're not as good.
I think it's the one. They're good, but they're not as good. But I think it's the ones, the Cuban ones always have the red mark on it, right? Yeah, see? Here, like it says right here, through the 1980s until its current incarnation, the so-called Red Dot Cohiba, named for the red dot in the middle of the O on Cohiba on its brands and boxes. See? That is the deal. But I think this, it says they stopped doing that, though. Hang on. Clint says it's on the Cohiba name. No. Guess not. Okay, anyway, so yeah, I believe that's what I'm going to be picking up, some legitimate, you know, Cuban cigars. The problem is you can't get off the boat with them. You can smoke them all you want on the cruise ship, but as soon as we get back to Puerto Rico, they're going in the trash. But what I'm going to do, I'm just going to just take the wrappers off and replace them with, I don't know, something else. Dutch Masters or something. Swisher Sweets. Yeah, there you go. Oh, no, no, sir, Mr. Immigration Officer. This is a Swisher Sweet right here. That's a pretty big switch to sweet there, sir. Well, you know.
It's a blunt, man. This is what we got down there in Jamaica, man.
You better,
you
like,
know.
Figure out a way to fire on those plastic tips.
Yeah. I was thinking, you know, I haven't smoked weed in a while, but last time I went on a cruise, when I got to St. Thomas, I bought weed.
Oh yeah, dude.
And you know, on the island, and I smuggled it in. It was quite easy. It wasn't hard at all.
You gotta do that, dude. Yeah.
That you know, was nerve wracking though, because I know for a fact our room steward, he knew.
Nice primo buds there, man.
Yeah, not really. It wasn't that good. I mean, it wasn't nothing. I wasn't too impressed with it. But I don't know. Like, I got ripped up.
Skankly?
Yeah, well, I was. I'll tell you what. We have three. My first cruise, the only cruise that I've been on, we have three stops. We had the Bahamas. We had St. Thomas and St. Martin. Bahamas, some guy, I'm walking around, I'm not even thinking about it, and this black dude comes up, yeah, man, you want doobies? I'm like, yeah, doobies, yeah, okay, sure. So how much? He's like, how much for like a, you know, a quarter? He's like, $50. I was like, $50? What the fuck are you talking about, $50? I walked off, he's like, all right, fine, $25. I'm like, okay, and he goes, well, I'll tell you what, I'm the owner of the liquor store over here, so you meet me in front of this jewelry store and I'll trade it with you. I'm like, okay, whatever. So I give him the money. He gives me this paper bag, a small folded paper bag, and I'm like, oh shit. So I'm holding it. I'm like, all right, so I'm going to put it in my sock or something so I can sneak it in, et cetera, et cetera. You know, so I go, there's a Subway sandwich, you know, place.
Gave you shit weed. $50 would have been the good weed.
No. You know what he did? He took a paper bag, like a small, like a paper bag that you would use for like a beer, like this size, you know, that you wrap in this. Maybe he had cut it in half. The paper bag was cut in half.
Yeah.
Half of a paper bag. Inside the you know, I get to the Subway station, in the Subway gas, Subway a sandwich station. I go to the bathroom. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna take it out of the bag. I'm gonna put it in my sock, hide it nice and well, so I can get in the ship back with it, you know. And I was like, we had another 8 hours, like another 5 hours in a port. I'm like, fuck that. I'm gonna go to my, you know, balcony and smoke in the room. And I open up this paper bag, unfold it. What's in the center? No weed, a beer cap. That's exactly what the guy stole. Can you believe that? I was like, motherfucker. So I got ripped off for $25, thinking I was getting pot. And that taught me a lesson. And what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Go to the cops? Yeah, this guy ripped me off for weed. And I saw him, like, it was me and my ex-girlfriend, and we were walking back to the boat, and I was pissed off. I was like, fucker, that guy, he stole. I only had $100 cash, and you know, this guy, like, took almost, you know, a quarter of it. I'm like, fuck, I really wanted that weed, and this and that, you know, like, And then we saw him, like, he was, like, offering to take a picture for these tourists, and he saw me from far away, and he started running away. He threw the camera back at the tourists, and he started running away. Like, you bastard, you son of a bitch, you motherfucker. Because, like, it was funny because, like, and then I was leaving, and, like, I saw this guy was selling, like, cigars and stuff, a cigar shop, and I went in there, and I told him my story, and he's like, oh, man, you should have gone down to the moped guys. Like, the moped guys, oh yeah, the guys, you see those guys down there in that corner hanging out at the where the mopeds are? I'm like, yeah. It's like, oh yeah, they sell weed. I'm like, are you kidding? He's like, yeah, all you had to do was go over there, the little soldiers. I'm like, oh, fuck it. At that point, I was all frazzled. So yeah, that wasn't a good thing. But in St. Thomas, Milkman, you lived in St. Thomas or on the Virgin Islands. Good people there. And yeah, there I actually got to buy it, and I did not get ripped off. That guy didn't rip me off. He was a cool dude, and he was like, hey, you want some? I was like, I looked at him and said, what's up? He said, what's up? You good? And I was like, yeah, you got any weed? And he's like, yeah, sure. You know, gave him $25. He gave it to me. It was funny because my ex-girlfriend, she was with me. She was like, you make sure he shows it to you. She actually told him that. So you got to show it to us. He's like, okay, here. He's like, in front of you, like, you know. Chill out, you know. It was like, we told him the story, he started laughing. It's like, yeah, the Bahamas is full of assholes. And it's true. I got off the boat, and there was this guy in the Bahamas. He was such a prick to us. He said something. And then these other people that are going to be in the wedding with us, they said the same thing. I warned them before they went to the Bahamas. I was like, hey, man, when you get to the Bahamas, get ready, because the people there are really mean. And sure enough, they got off the boat, and this guy was like asking if they wanted to ride to Paradise Island. You know, to Atlantis, that really big resort with the underwater casino and all that. And I said, no, thank you. We're going to the beach. He's like, fuck you then.
Yeah.
He's like, the guy goes, fuck you then. You know, and the Bahamas wonders why they have such a bad reputation as far as the cruising community and as far as tourism is right now. It's because the people over there are really fucking mean to the tourists. You don't bite the hand that feeds you, buddy. Enough talk about weed and cruising. We made a pair of shoes to Let's do one more prank call, and we're done. Until I get back. A month. I can't believe a month. I don't want to leave. I don't want to end the show. I just want to sit here and bullshit. How many people are listening right now? Let's check the numbers. Oh, cool. We got decent numbers here. 24 plus 5 plus another 13. That's 37... 42. Not bad. Well, thanks everybody for hanging in there with me. Cougar Hill Ranch. Cougar Hill Ranch.
Hermano.
Milk Mano.
Bueno.
Bueno.
Check the G-Talk.
Is this the ranch?
Yeah.
Hey, you guys still taking seats tonight, or am I too late?
Tomorrow, vine aquí.
Huh? Hello?
Hello?
Is this the Cougar Hill Ranch?
Yeah, but no peso aquí.
No what? No peso aquí?
No.
Are you Puerto Rican?
No, está Esquilina Nicolás, no aquí.
Dude, is there any white people there?
Es Casans.
Casans?
No, no key.
No keys? You don't have the key?
No. Nikki, Nelly's no key.
Oh, Nikki's not there.
No, key ni Nelly.
She's a cougar, right? Cougar, right?
Yeah, it's cougars.
Mm-hmm. You know what a cougar is? You like cougars, ma'am?
Yeah.
Cougars are like older ladies that have nice ass, nice titties, nice ass. You fuck them. You know?
Yeah.
You like have sex with old lady?
Nah.
You don't like cougar? How old are you?
Menos mucho inglés.
¿Cuántos años tienes?
¿Yo?
Yes.
20.
You have 20 years? 20?
Yeah.
You like 40-year-old woman?
Yeah.
¿Te gusta mujer con 40 años? ¿Eh?
Están muy grandes.
You want my esposa?
No.
My esposa is 45, 45 años, my esposa. You come over, you fucker, man. Come on, you wanna? I wanna want. You Mexican?
Yeah.
You wanna fuck my wife?
Yeah.
You like cougar woman? Yeah, you like to fuck a wife?
Mexicana.
Huh? Yes or no? You want sex tonight or no, man?
Huh?
I put you on video. You have sex with my wife tonight. Oh, maybe. How big are you?
Yo soy una de 25.
Huh?
Una de 25.
I'm not, no, you're 20, right? You're 20?
Yeah.
Oh, she's 45. My wife, my esposa is 45, 45 años. You come over and chinga her, you know?
No.
No, why? She looks good. She has big nalgas.
Es bueno.
Yeah, it's good. I watch you. I can watch you? Huh?
Yeah.
You let me watch you have sex?
Yeah, let me watch it.
I can watch? No, I watch you.
No, watch you.
You watch me?
No.
What do you want to watch?
No, me quiere watch it.
You want to watch?
Yeah.
You want to watch me have sex with my wife? Listen, I sex my wife, you watch. You watch, I have sex with my wife.
No, me quiere watch.
And I can watch? Me watch?
Yeah.
Can I touch it when I watch?
Okay.
Yeah, I touch you?
Yeah.
I put in your ass?
Okay.
I give it to you. I give you the chorizo. You know what a train? You know train?
No.
You know what a train? You know what a train is?
Huh?
You know what a train? A train. You know train?
No.
You know a train? Choo-choo. You know that?
No.
You, me, and wife, we make a train. Like, choo-choo.
El tren.
A train, yeah. Me, you, and my wife.
Oh. Okay.
What side do you want? You want the back or the front?
Yeah.
What do you like? The pussy? You like the mouth? The ass? What do you want?
Yeah, la que sea, la que caiga.
You want the pussy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like a pussy?
Yeah.
What about your ass? Can I get your ass? Listen, I put it in your ass, and then you put it in my wife's pussy. It's good, right?
You quiere hablar con Nicky?
Yeah, yeah.
¿Quiere su ser?
Sí, yeah.
Déjame cheque.
Okay. Hello.
Hey.
González.
Huh?
Is this González?
No.
Who am I speaking? Rodriguez?
No.
López?
No.
Gómez?
Yeah.
Gómez?
Yeah.
Mira, put Nicky on the phone.
No es aquí en teléfono. Me dame el número for you para que hable.
Oh, give me número. Yeah, give me, dame.
No, un momento, me voy a aquí.
Okay, apúrate. Hey, Gómez.
Un momento.
Okay, Gómez. Avanza.
¿Sí sabe?
Mm.
Sex.
Sex, yeah, I know sex, yeah.
Cero.
Sex.
Ya.
Cero.
Nueve.
Nueve.
01.
01.
07.
07.
Ya.
¿Y el código? What's the code?
661.
661.
Ya.
And that's Nicky?
Ya.
Do you like Nicky? You want to, you know, get Nicky and,
No, Nicky no key.
No, but she, you want me in the pussy, right? In the pussy?
Yeah.
With Nicky, right?
Nicky, si mucho quiere eso.
Can you hold the line? Can you wait for a second? Give me 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay.
Don't go. Okay, don't go. Oh, man. Bottom of this now.
Hello? Goes on with the fucking line. I tried to conference her with Nikki, whoever that is, and it's got a really loud beep. Apparently, that guy wasn't around a train on Nikki. That's pretty impressive.
Hey, not in that G talk I sent you. That's a special request. I've been getting since last week, so I told this listener that I'd send it in to you.
Not a little monkey. All right, Milkman, what is this? This is the Puppyland Pet Shop in L.A. Tell them that they sold you a pig or puppy, and it gave you the swine flu. Here we go. 10-4, all over it.
Also, they had this questionnaire. You looked at the earlier part of it there, that they sent you a question. I don't know if you can do all that or not, but I told them I'd send it to you.
Oh, about that? Yeah, that would take a lot of pre-planning. Maybe for the next show. Next week.
Oh, okay.
Oh, not next week. Oh. All right,
listen, well, you know who you are.
Remind me in a month, buddy. I'll be back.
I will. You know me, Airman. I always remind you.
Tell me about it.
So apparently I'm being told there is an acoustic version of Hey Ya, according to MST3 Clay. Is that Outkast?
Hello?
Like Andre 3000. Hello?
What's up?
Hey, is this the puppy place?
Yeah.
Hey, I had a question about your dogs.
Sure. Uh-huh.
What is with the quality of the breeding there? Because I think there's a flaw in this puppy that you guys got sold me.
Okay.
I asked for a Labradoodle. Do you guys do Labradoodle?
Oh, we don't sell Labradoodle.
Okay, because I asked this one place for a Labradoodle, and they referred me over to you, and I said, no, that's disgusting. They told me about some complaints about your puppies there, that they were inbred.
Yeah, sure, buddy. Sure, yeah, sure. I believe you. Sure, buddy.
Returning to main.
You have two new messages. To listen to your messages...
Sure, buddy. Sure.
Labradoodle is an accepted breed by AKC.
No, they're not. Tell Athena that she'll rip your ass a new one.
AKC, sorry.
Yeah, not the AKC.
DKC, I'm sorry, DKC.
Not the AKC. Athena's very... She is funny because Athena's, you know, she's a dog groomer, so she really knows about this stuff, and she says it's horrible. Like, she's a very anti, you know, toy breeds and you know, these mixes of Labradoodle and stuff like that. And, but she says she actually likes the Labradoodles. She says she grooms them, and she says she wants to hate them because, you know, it's inbreeding. It's not inbreeding, but it's this mixing of the different breeds.
I hated all those toy dogs. When I worked at the Humane Society, I hated the toy dogs.
Right? Yeah, because they seem to be mean little fuckers.
Dude, brown is the color of the future, man.
Whatever. Yeah. But
there were ones that would be.
Will be brown one day.
Maybe, but Athena doesn't, you know, she's against the, you know, the crossbreeding of breeds because it's not good for them genetically. They got all kinds of problems. But she says she finds it hard to hate the Labradoodles because they're so damn cute. She says they look like little bears, she says, when they're puppies. And she has one that she grooms called Fozzie. He looks just like Fozzie Bear. He's got like a coat, like kind of curly, like a teddy bear. He's really cool, she says. So she's been having a dilemma on not hating the Labradoodles anymore. I never seen one before, so I don't know. I don't think it's a good idea to be mixing animals. So what, it's a Labrador Retriever and a Poodle? Labradoodle, is that what it is?
Yeah, I've seen them. They kind of like, they look like a big weird-looking Poodle.
Yeah. That's horrible. Don't do that to dogs. This is, I think everybody with their own kind.
They're sweet dogs.
I think no. Everybody should be with their own kind only, milkman. I think that
no mixing with the races, huh?
Exactly, no mixing of the races. That's right. And I think the senator of Louisiana, George Wallace, was correct. Tuck, I know you'd agree with me. You're from here, from the South. You know, segregation now, segregation tomorrow,
from Alabama,
and segregation
right,
forever. Was it Alabama? I thought it was Louisiana. It was Alabama. George Wallace was.
No, it's Alabama.
Oh, well, fuck. You know, what do I know? They're all the same. They all look the same. Ay.
All right.
All right.
Thumbs up, Carlito, on your marriage, by the way.
Speaking of the end of Mikey129, I think this is the end of the show. Milkman, take us out of here, please.
All right, my brother, that's what I'm talking about. Well, unfortunately, it's that time once again, and funky times are ringing. All you friends and lovers of the funky times, stay tuned, because we're going to have to back right on out of here. Well, thank everybody out there for joining in. I know all you crazy syndicators have done tuned out. Thank you very much for tuning in. We sure enjoyed having you. But all you friends over there at 98.6 The Mouth, God knows we love you. You guys are really awesome. You know, you're the most good. That's right. I want to especially thank my good friend, the Lonesome Loser. My friend, I hope you get a chance to join up there at Camp Carlito, up there in the great hills in Pennsylvania. I sure would love to join you. I plan on meeting up with you up there, but unfortunately, as circumstances should prevail, I will not have that opportunity. So I ask that you take my place and enjoy yourself, Lonesome Loser. Thank you for all your help out there. God bless the Lonesome Loser. Our number's Hitman. That's right, and all our friends out there. Mr. Tug, my friend, good buddy, and compadre here on the show, thank you so much, too, for all your help, man. And
yeah.
I hope you have a nice couple of days off, too. But especially you, our listeners, that's right, our friends out there in the madhouse, maybe Mikey, MSC, T-Clay, Mimi, we love you. You know why? Because it's all about you. We do this every week for you guys. We have been for the last 4 years. In case you haven't noticed, and we don't ask for a dime. We only ask that you share a smile. Stop in and share a smile with us. Bring your friends, better yet, bring your enemies, because they're all invited right here to have some fun in the madhouse. We ask that you please stay tuned into frequency. That's right, your bat cave, your frequency right here, because we will be returning live and bigger and better than ever. Air Monica, go out there and bust a nut, come back here all sunny-fied and glorious. It's going to be all awesome when he gets back. You're going to shave that gnarly bush off his face. You won't even know him. He'll be a new man. And we're going to really bust some nuts up when we get back. So we're going to thank all you guys for tuning in. And please, keep your eye on the Madhouse because there's big and better things coming. Maven Honey, thank you so much for tuning in. Appreciate all of your support. Memories, all of our other friends out there, we love you. Leader of the Madhouse, General Lucimo. Carlito, God bless you, my brother. I love you, man, and I'm so happy for you. And nothing but great wishes for you and your future family. And very sorry I'm not able to join you, but as we discussed earlier, there are good things coming. I love you, brother. OD, big guy.
All right, you love me. Every time you say that, that just creeps me out. But I'm kidding.
I love you too. I love me as well.
Excuse me.
But nobody loves you like me. Hi.
I really should have. I was thinking about shaving live on the show. Like, I was going to make it really weird, like, make it so the mustache hangs down to here, you know, like my name is Earl kind of thing. I didn't get to it. Whatever. Yeah, so I'm going to do my best to make sure that the Shoutcast station stays up as long as I'm gone. I don't know how good. I mean, this is a computer down here. Down there is the one that runs it. So I'll do my best to keep it up and running. If it goes down while I'm on the cruise, and I'm just sorry, the station is going to go down. But I'll do the best I can via remote desktop to reboot it at least every once in a while when I get a chance to keep it kind of flowing there. I'll try to update the podcast also before I leave with a few episodes there. I tried to get a sub. I try to see if Jim Stewart would be interested in hosting the show while we were gone, but he wasn't able to do so. Tuck, you're definitely welcome to. I'll give you the instructions, but you with your dial up, it's not that easy for you to do, right? You could try. I'll definitely give you the information.
My dial up just ain't gonna do it.
Yeah, it's not gonna cover it. Yeah, definitely. If it wasn't for that, I'd have you. You know, just
Romano, you need to send me some of that information, dude. Because I told you before, I would like to do that, man.
Right. Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll send it to y'all. All you guys. So yeah, thank you everybody for listening tonight, and thank you for all your well wishes for the honeymoon. Like, don't worry about that shit I was talking about before with the money and the show and all that. Yeah, don't worry about the whole thing I said about the money in the show. I'm sure it'll all work out. We'll be here for another 4 or 5 years. Don't worry about it. I definitely wouldn't quit. I definitely will not quit before the 4-year anniversary. Let's just say that. Yeah, so thanks to Lonesome Loser again for sending in numbers. Thanks to Crazy Fucker for sharing with us.
At least once a week, I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's got to
be realistic.
Yeah, and yeah, true. And the guy from Chicago, so thank you. That's it. We is out of here. Catch you all in a month.
TuckerMike.com, look at the blog, all kinds of crazy stuff going on, so check it out every once in a while, because all kinds of stuff coming up really soon.
Google.com is my website, anyone check that out, please, thank you.
Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.